put a toll on your vehicle? Is your paint faded, peeling, or even scratched up? It'll get worse faster than you think. You may think it's way too expensive to have painted. Well, think again. You can bring it to Maaco here in Reading and get a professional paint job and save big with their $4.99 special. Maaco also has interest-free loans for up to a year OAC. Maaco, America's Body Shop, 3045 Crossroads Drive. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco, 226-0992. Have you been involved in a minor accident and find it's not big enough to go through your insurance company? Bring it to Maaco and get it fixed at a fraction of the cost. Remember, it's your choice where you go to have your vehicle repaired. Call Maaco for uncompromised quality, quick turnaround times, and all work backed by the National Maaco Warranty. Maaco, America's Body Shop. Stop in at 3045 Crossroads Drive or call 226-0992. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco, 226-0992.
If you're in the market for a new home, you might think that real estate agents are just for the seller.
But buyers with real estate agents are smart shoppers, and the seller pays the commission.
But buyers beware. Before you choose an agent, read our story. Choose agent carefully before buying a house when you hit MoneyPit.com. Just click on Ideas and Tips, then click Repair and Improve.
And for answers to any home improvement or home repair questions, give us a call right now, 888-MONEYPIT.
Money Pit is presented by Hart Tools, available at Walmart and Bank of America. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we are here to help you take on your DIY projects, or maybe you need to hire a pro to get it done. We'll give you some advice to do just that. We want to help you create your best home ever. We've got a great show in store for you today. First up, in the 20 years that I spent as a professional home inspector, I often told my clients there are three kinds of houses. Those that had a termite problem, those that have a termite problem, and those that will get a termite problem. We've seen them all, and we've got natural solutions for keeping termites and their costly damage away from your home.
And before we had walls made of drywall, we had walls made of plaster. And now a lot of homes have walls made of plaster cracks. You know, it happens. So we're going to tell you how to fix those plaster flaws the easy way.
And building a shed is a fun DIY project for spring. But did you know that whether a shed is wood, steel, or vinyl, just one step can mean the difference between a shed that lasts for a season and one that can last for decades? We'll share that tip and more just ahead.
But first, we're here to help you create your best home ever. So help yourself first by reaching out with your home improvement question. You're going to get the answer, plus you may even win a great tool from Arrow Fastener.
Yeah, that's right. We've got the Arrow E21 cordless electric staple gun, along with a supply of staples worth $50 to give away to one listener drawn at random. So make that you. You've got to call us with a question, and that number is 1-888-MONEYPIT, or you can post your question at moneypit.com. Let's get to it. Leslie, who's first?
We've got Tina in Delaware. How can we help?
Hi, Leslie. I was actually calling in regards to a home that we purchased about a year ago. And then throughout that year, we've just been uncovering a lot of problems with the house. I'm curious to know whether there is a lemon law, so to speak.
I'm not aware of a lemon law for new construction, but how long have you been in this house?
It was a year. In November.
And did you have a new home warranty on it?
Yes. So they are coming back and fixing the issues.
Did you contact the warranty company or just the builder?
My husband's been dealing with just the builder.
So listen, a couple of things. This may or may not apply to you since it could possibly be too late. But if you buy a new home and it has a homeowner's warranty, notice to the builder does not constitute notice to the warranty company. So I would tell you right away to contact the warranty company. Let them know you've had problems because there are some things that there's coverage for beyond the first year. Of course, you get the most coverage in the first year. Secondly, make sure you're doing everything in writing with both the builder and the warranty company so you have a record. I'm not aware of a lemon law situation, but if you've lost confidence in your builder and in the quality of the construction, what I might suggest you do is hire your own professional home inspector and have the building examined. So this way you know whether or not it has any serious problems or not. It, you know, sometimes what you look at and think of as serious, you know, like a nail pop or something like that, or doors don't close right, you know, could be typical with new construction, but an independent expert can assure you or alert you if there really is a problem. Those would be my suggestions, you know, beyond speaking with an attorney if it gets real serious. But I think, first of all, you got to figure out, you know, how deep you are in terms of issues with this house, and then take the most appropriate steps. And I think having it evaluated by an independent expert, you should go to the American Society of Home Inspectors website to find one, because those guys are the best. That's homeinspector.org, homeinspector.org. And then you'll find one in your area that can do a great job. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
All right. Philip in Arkansas is on the line, has some questions about smart switches. How can we help?
For about a month or so, I've been always kind of wanting to turn most of my single pole light switches in my house into a smart switch. Well, such as, for example, my living room.
Right.
I've been trying to kind of think of, you know, how am I to do this? I'm an IT guy here thinking, you know, how can I, you know, turn an IT concept into an electrical concept? Well, I was doing some research and everything, and a lot of electricians were telling me, you need a ground wire, a neutral wire, and a load wire. Well, every single switch that I had been doing research and noticing out there all had four. I'm like, well, how am I going to do this? Two loads, a ground and a neutral. How am I going to do this? Well, turns out that there was only one brand out there that I noticed anyways. That's why I was kind of turning to you guys, because y'all, when I hear y'all podcasts and everything, I'm always hearing how y'all finding ways around things. So let me turn to these guys, see if they have heard of anything else, because I'm looking at all these different brands, and they're all based off of four wires, two loads, a ground, and a neutral. My system doesn't have that. So that's why I was kind of hoping maybe y'all knew of something.
One brand that I would recommend that we have a lot of personal knowledge of is Lutron Caseta, L-U-T-R-O-N, and Caseta, C-A-S-E-T-A. If you just, you know, Google Lutron Smart Home Products, this is a line of very sophisticated smartphone controls. So they've got the switches, you've got all the different lighting systems, you can have mixed types of light on this, you can have all sorts of things, and it also is programmed in with the sun. So in the winter, like, the lights come on outside earlier than they would in the summer and that kind of stuff. It's a really smart system and really well made. And the nice thing about Lutron is that they have a 24/7 call center that's staffed by technicians. So when you run into these types of questions, you can call them and they will have a solution for you. So I would recommend the Lutron by Caseta wireless smart home products very highly. I think you'll find your solution right there, and you won't have to deal with all of these opinions from all these electricians. You'll be able to do most of this yourself. These are the guys that invented the dimmer, okay? That's how long this company's been around. They were the first inventors of the dimmers. You know when they used to be big round knobs on the wall? They invented it. So I would definitely take a look at the Lutron Caseta wireless system. I think you'll be satisfied with that. Thanks so much for calling us at 1-888-MONEY-PIT.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. What are you guys doing this almost spring weekend? I think technically we can say it's the start of spring. So what are you guys planning for this home improvement season? Because it certainly is the time of year. So give us a call at 888-MONEY-PIT so we can help you figure it out.
And you know what, as the saying goes, Leslie, with April showers, you get
May flowers.
No, termites.
Oh, termites.
We're going to give you some tips to keep those away from your house when the Money Pit returns. Could your backyard use a makeover? You can create beautiful outdoor living spaces with Rumblestone from Pavestone. Create a paver patio or walkway, a garden retaining wall, grill enclosure, fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen. These rustic building blocks make it easy, and they look great. Rumblestone from Pavestone is available at the Home Depot. And be sure to check out the project ideas and the how-to videos at pavestone.com.
Hey, you know all the Deich Coatings DIY Realstone products we're always talking about? Well, they're now available at both Lowe's and Home Depot, including the amazing Spreadstone Countertop Refinishing Kit, the TrackSafe Anti-Slip Sealer, and the DieHard 100 Garage Floor Kit. Plus, Lowe's and Home Depot also carry Deich Coatings sealers, floor coatings, and wall finishings for both indoor and outdoor projects. Learn about all the Deich products for your DIY projects at DeichCoatings.com or look up Deich Coatings at Lowe's.com or HomeDepot.com. Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like Simple Mat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. Simple Mat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout, so your project could be completed in one day.
Find Simple Mat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
My name is Kathleen, and I'm a Cub Scout. I'm here to talk to you today about becoming a Cub Scout like me. Cub Scouts get badges for doing fun activities, and we make friends. Scouts go camping, climbing, fishing, and swimming together. We have fun, we play sports, and go to parades. Scouts also help people and become the best versions of themselves. Visit BeAScout.org to find a pack near you.
If your refrigerator, your washer, dryer, air conditioning system, or really any other appliance in your house breaks, do you have an extra $1,000 lying around to get it fixed or to get a new one? Well, for about a dollar a day, there is a way to avoid these costly repair bills. The Home Service Club provides home warranty coverage that gives you protection and the peace of mind of knowing all major appliances in your home are guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. Call them today at 800-917-3867. That's 800-917-3867 for a free, no-obligation quote. Once you're covered, any major appliance in your home is guaranteed to be fixed or replaced, including all makes and models of washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Call Home Service Club now. That's 800-917-3867. For about a dollar a day, you can avoid thousands in home repair bills. That's 800-917-3867, 800-917-3867.
Pit is presented by Deich Coatings. Deich Coatings is the official coatings partner of the Money Pit and makers of the Spreadstone Mineral Select Countertop Refinishing Kit. Learn more at DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, where we make good homes better. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey, guys, if you enjoy the radio show, and we know that you do, we think you're definitely going to enjoy our podcast, and you can find it at moneypit.com/podcast.
Join us for new episodes every Monday and Thursday, and just in time to plan your next great home improvement adventure. Plus, you can always call us with your home improvement questions during the week at 1-888-MONEYPIT. Well, if you've got a question about your Money Pit, we'll do our best to give you an answer, plus maybe some tools to get the job done.
That's right. We've got up for grabs this hour the Arrow E21 Cordless Electric State must-have tool for any DIYer or woodworker, even the pros out there. You're going to get a battery life of up to 3 hours, and you can fire as many as 1,000 staples on a single charge. That is pretty amazing. You can get a lot of projects done. I mean, really, it's perfect for repairs, upholstery, decorating, crafts. You name it, you can work on it with it.
Yep, that Arrow E21 cordless electric staple gun, along with a supply of staples, is worth about $50 and going out to one listener drawn at random from those that call us with a home improvement question or post one online at moneypit.com. That number again, 888-666-3974.
All right, now we've got Annette from Massachusetts on the line who's busy running home improvement errands. What's going on with these windows, Annette?
Well, it seems like my windows, they always, I think it's a certain degree, like when it's probably 20 and below, all the windows have a condensation.
The reason that you have condensation on the inside of your windows is because your windows are not insulated. So basically what happens is you have warm, moist air inside the house. It strikes the cold glass. As the temperature of that air chills, it releases water, releases moisture. You know, think about the summer when you take a glass of iced tea and you go outside and you get like the outside of the glass gets wet. That's kind of what's happening here. And it's an indication that your windows are not as efficient as they could be. Now, I'm not saying you have to replace your windows, but I'm just trying to explain why it happens. It may not be a bad time to do that depending on, you know, your budget and how much of a problem this is for you, because they're probably not insulating very well either. And the other thing that you can do is just make sure that inside the house, you're venting as much moisture as you can. So, for example, in your kitchen, if you have a recirculating air cleaner above your stove, that's not really venting the moisture out. In your bathroom, if you don't use the vent fans and don't take the moisture out, that's leaving moisture in the house. And then outside the house, if you find that your gutters are clogged or your soil's real flat, so when it rains, a lot of water stays really close to the foundation, that actually can work its way into the house as well. So those are some of the things that you could do to try to address this. But it's going to be a factor of the temperature differentiation between inside and outside. That cold glass is always going to have some water droplets condense on it. And that's why more energy efficient windows are thermal pane. They're insulated, so you never get that kind of difference in temperature, and therefore you don't get the water condensation. Thanks so much for calling us at 1-888-MONEYPIT. Well, guys, I spent 20 years as a professional home inspector and often told my clients that there were three kinds of houses: those that had termite problems, those that have a termite problem, and those that will probably get a termite problem. But if you take the right steps now to keep termites away, there's a good chance you can keep your home off the termite menu.
That's right. You know, this is the time of year to do it. Termites are going to nest in soil all winter, but come springtime, they're busting out in search of some new food. And your home's walls, well, those are their favorite meal, and they're hungry.
Yeah, they are. And you can keep those termites from chowing down your house in a few ways. First, for starters, moisture and wood are termites' favorite delicacies. So keep those stacks of firewood or mulch away from your exterior walls.
Yeah, and keep your gutters clear. Termites love overflowing gutters. So keep them clear, keep them pointed away from your house so that runoff is going to wash the bugs further away from the foundation and not directly towards it.
And if your porch or crawl space is dirt-filled, keep an eye out for signs of the bugs. For example, if you see piles of discarded wings, or you see cracked or bubbling paint, or mud tunnels, that's something important to check for on the home's outside walls. You can also check your basement walls, your crawl space walls inside, especially between the wood framing and the walls itself. If you see these sand-colored tubes, those are super highways for termites. That's how they get back and forth between the soil and your house. And it's definitely time to call a pest pro. And if you have to call one, treatments today are really effective because the termites don't know that they're there. And so as they go back and forth through the soil, they pick up these treatment chemicals and bring it back to the termite's nest, and that takes care of it once and for all.
All right, heading over to Texas, we've got Mike on the line who's got a question about a garage. What's going on?
I've got a garage. I've been living here 40 years, and I've got a crack, about four cracks in my garage in the slab.
Okay.
And I've talked to different contractors, and they said, well, I have to have it chiseled out and just re-poured. I was wondering if there's any epoxy or anything I can let, you know, put a top dressing cover over or anything.
Yeah, so what are you concerned about here? Are you concerned about, like, trip hazard? Is it, like, displaced from one side or the other, or is it really cosmetic? What's your concern?
It's just cosmetic. If I ever wanted to sell it, people would see the cracks in it, you know.
Well, first of all, you should understand that cracks in a garage floor are not structural. It's just a crack in the slab. It's most likely caused by shrinkage and settlement. It has no impact on the structural condition of the building. So you don't have to worry about seeing a crack in a floor and going, oh, I think the building is in bad shape. It's really not. It's, you know, think of it as a really durable rug, you know, across the dirt floor.
Right.
If you want to try to deal with it, two things. Quikrete makes a number of crack fillers and sealers that you can basically use like a caulking gun and insert it into the crack. And they sometimes will tell you to widen the crack a little bit, especially if it's hairline. And then beyond that, you could recoat that floor once you get those cracks sealed, just to stop moisture. And Deich Coatings makes a product called Die Hard. It's a garage floor coating kit, super durable, very beautiful, and that will leave that floor looking absolutely fantastic. So that's what I would do. I would seal the cracks And then I would coat that entire floor with the Deiche Coatings Garage Floor product. It really works very well, and it's a super durable product, and I think the garage will look fantastic. DAICHCoatings.com.
I will look them up. Hey, I sure appreciate it. Y'all have a great show, and thank you so much for the help.
Barry in North Carolina is on the line and looking for some help with a sunroom. Tell us what you're working on.
Well, we've got a 12 by 15 sunroom, and it's just, it gets cold and it gets hot. It's double pane glass insulated, and it's about 2 inches thick for the bottom part, but it's like all metal, all aluminum, and it's just cold and hot, and I just want to know, and it is ducted. There's air duct out there. And
okay.
Is there anything I can do to make it warmer in the winter and cooler in the summer?
Well, what's going on here, Barry, is you are not putting enough cool air or warm air in that space to deal with the heat loss that's going on. So I presume now this, you, what you did is extended your HVAC system into this space. Is that how it's ducted?
Yes.
Say it's ducted? All right. And this is typical. The HVAC system is not sized correctly for that area and for the heat loss in that area and for the heat gain in the summer. This is a perfect scenario, though, for you to add a kind of system called a mini-split ductless. Mini-split ductless is basically three pieces. You have an indoor unit that hangs on the wall. You have an outdoor unit that's a very small, very quiet, very efficient compressor. And you have copper tubing that connects the two. And you would buy one that's just big enough for this sunroom. And what it would do is supplement the central heat or cold air that's coming through the duct systems and balance it out. It can have its own thermostat. It can supply warm air in the winter and cold air in the summer and make that room totally comfortable. There's little else that you can do to insulate the structure. It's just a very cold structure by its very nature, a sunroom. But a mini-split ductless is a good product to install to balance this out. You might want to take a look at this website, constantcomfort.com. That's the website for the Fujitsu company. I personally have a Fujitsu mini-split ductless in my office because the room, just like you say, it's too hot in the summer, too cold in the winter, and it's been the perfect addition to my HVAC plan because it really makes this space comfortable.
I've seen those units mounted before, but usually they're mounted up high. Can they be mounted down low?
You know, I believe they can, but the higher the better, especially for the cold air so it falls.
But there's only like 2.5 feet of solid piece down below. The rest of it's all window.
Well, what about the wall against the house where the ducts come through?
That's the point. I hadn't thought about that.
Yeah, see, it doesn't have to be on the exterior wall.
Okay.
And in fact, you would want to have it on the interior wall against the house where the ducts come through, mounted up high, and you'll be amazed at how comfortable that space will be. The website, again, is constantcomfort.com. You can check out the Fujitsus there. And they also have an energy efficiency calculator so you can figure out, you know, pretty much how much energy you save. Problem is that we build these spaces and we add them onto our house. We try to extend the heating and cooling systems.
And it just puts too much pressure on the system.
Yeah, it's just not enough.
Okay, very good. That answers my question, Ian.
All right, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. What are you guys working on this spring weekend? It's time to get outside. Well, hopefully soon enough for everybody across this country. We'll have some beautiful weather and we can enjoy the outdoors. So get on the phone, give us a call, let us know what you're working on so we can help you get that project done. Well, long before we had walls made of drywall, plaster was the material of choice for wall and ceiling construction. But often, as your home settles, and the older homes have settled quite a bit at this point, that's going to allow cracks to form in the plaster. But all is not lost. Hang in there, guys. There is a way to repair plaster walls, and we're going to share how next. Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. Quikrete Recap will give you a durable new look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit Quikrete.com. That's Quikrete.com.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
There are debt solutions for almost every situation. No matter how much money you owe in credit card debt, all the information you really need is yours, free, when you call right now for your free debt review. When we learned about the debt solutions they don't want you to know about, we were so shocked at how the credit card companies work to keep you in debt that we have decided to give everyone that calls today a free debt review, absolutely free. That's right. Get your debt solution review absolutely free. Just call 1-800-865-8566. That's 1-800-865-8566 and get the free debt review everyone in debt should have. To find out how you can get out of debt now, just call 1-800-865-8566. That's 1-800-865-8566. Get out of debt fast with your free credit card debt review. Call 1-800-865-8566. Again, 1-800-865-8566.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new Quikrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. Quikrete Recap will give you a durable new look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit Quikrete.com. That's Quikrete.com.
Hi, I'm Tom Kreitler with today's tip of the day. Home fires can strike at any time. Each year, nearly 390,000 home fires in the U.S. result in death, injury, and property damage. As with anything, the best defense is a good offense. Planning, prevention, and practice are key. First, meet with everyone in the home and plan different escape routes. Try to visualize the fire from every room in your home and feel your way out. Close your eyes and try to find the exit. Thick smoke is not only deadly, but makes it difficult to breathe and to see. Stay low and practice finding the exit, identifying markers or touch points that can be landmarks along the escape route when it's hard to see. Also, remind family members that in case of fire, get out first and call 911 from a neighbor's home. Most importantly, don't forget to regularly test smoke alarms to be sure they're working correctly. In case of a home fire, your dreams don't have to go up in smoke. Be prepared. I'm Tom Kreitler, and that's today's Money Pit Tip of the Day.
Where homes
solutions live. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey, we know it. We own money pits. Maybe you own a money pit. We say it is a combination of love, pride, pretty much heart-stopping fear every other day, maybe, as things go on with the house. But nobody knows a money pit better than us, and we can help you make smart decisions to create your best ever home.
Reach out with your home improvement questions right now to 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Elaine in Delaware needs some help with a flooring project. What can we do for you?
I'm mainly concerned about the fact that I have some rescue animals and some kids, and every time I try to think of what I can do when I lift up this rug and put a surface down, I need something durable. And I thought of wood, and then I thought of Pergo, and everybody says, no, the dog will scratch it, or the kids will scratch it. And then I saw something at a hospital the other day, actually, like an X-ray area where it takes a lot of traffic.
Right.
And it looked like a heavy-duty plasticized type imitation wood. And I tried to find out where they got it from, but it's nothing I can find in going to the local shops, like Lowe's and Home Depot.
You know, it might have been luxury vinyl, although they doubt that in the hospital. What I think you might want to consider is laminate. Pergo is just one brand of laminate. But remember that there are different finishes on these floors, and you want to find one that has a commercial finish.
That will make it the most durable.
Yeah, really super durable. I think the best option here, and the one that's most accessible, is to think about using laminate flooring. Laminate flooring can look like wood. It can look like tile. It can look like vinyl. And if you get one that has a commercial-grade finish on it, it can clearly stand up to the kids and the dogs.
I appreciate that very much.
You're welcome, Elaine. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT.
Well, long before we had walls made of drywall, plaster really was the material of choice for wall and ceiling construction. But often, your home is settling and the older homes have settled quite a bit, and that allows cracks to form in the plaster surfaces.
Yeah, and just painting over the cracks solves nothing. Spackling over the cracks solves nothing. And tearing off the plaster redo can be very time-consuming and not very economical. But there is a way to repair loose plaster walls.
Yeah, and there really is only one correct way to make repairs to plaster walls that's going to look good and it's going to last. All right, so first let's start by talking about how a plaster and lath wall works. So lath are sort of like wood slats, almost like tomato sticks. They're attached to the studs of the wall framework there, about a half an inch apart. Then the plaster is made and sort of smushed onto it and smoothed out, and it kind of grips its way behind the lath and then adheres, and that's your wall construction.
Yeah, and what happens is over time, that hook, as you so accurately described it, loosens up, and that's what separates the plaster from the lath. And plaster is really heavy, and if it falls, it could really hurt somebody. So here's the way to fix it. You want to first use a masonry bit and drill holes along both sides of the crack, then use a vacuum to clean out that loose debris, and then you want to pick up a plaster adhesive kit. It's a special glue, usually has a conditioning spray, which is kind of like a primer. You put a couple of squirts of that in the hole, and then you put the glue in. And then there's a piece of hardware called a plaster washer that you screw through the plaster into the studs or the lath, and it pulls that loose plaster right against the wood where the glue was applied. And then you just leave it alone for about a day or two, and you pull that plaster ring off, the plaster washer off, and now the plaster is well attached once again and really does not pull out.
Yeah, no, but does it ever make sense to kind of just get rid of all the plaster and start with drywall or start again with new plaster?
No. I mean, in my view and in my experience, and I've done this both ways, Leslie, I've had walls that were badly cracked where I decided there were too many cracks to repair. Now, if you've got walls that look like that, you may be tempted to tear out the plaster and tear out the lath and just put drywall on top of the studs. I found, though, by doing that, since we're talking about very old homes, that those stud walls are very often not in a plane. They're not flat. They bow and twist a lot because think about it. When it's plaster, it's wet, the tradesman can smooth it out and make up for that. With drywall, you see every bend and twist. Plus, it's a heck of a mess. So I found it much easier to leave those loose plaster walls in place and then put drywall over that. You don't even have to use half-inch drywall. You could use quarter-inch drywall and kind of skin it.
True.
And this way, you have a very clean surface when you're done. Yes, you have to adjust around windows because the wall is thicker now and outlets and light switches. But I found that definitely to be the easiest way to take on this project.
All right, Tom in Missouri is calling in with a pretty crazy question. His garage is pulling away from the house. Tell us what's going on.
My garage is pulling away from the side of my house, and we determined it was a gutter overflow problem, and I got that rectified, and now I'm wondering how to get my garage back up where that it's not pulling away from the house. It's pulled away an inch or so.
Okay, once a building moves because there was water that got under the foundation or whatever caused it to rotate, you can't shove it back to kind of close that gap. So you need to get used to it in its present position. But tell me this, is the gap that has that's opened up, is that a problem from a weather perspective? Is water getting into the building?
Yes.
Does the roof of the garage attach to the side of the building above it or next to it? Is that where the leakage issue is?
Yes.
All right. So what you're going to need to do is you're going to need to reflash that. Essentially, take apart the roofing in that area and replace it. Re-roof that 1 to 2 foot strip between the garage roof and the adjoining building. Because that's pulled apart, I can only imagine that all of the flashing is extended and there's lots of places for water to get in there. If you don't do that during driving rain, the water will get down between the garage roof and the second floor sidewall of your house, and that's going to cause leaks and rot and all kinds of problems. So you're going to have to tear out the roof where it joins the building and replace it. But now that you've fixed the gutter problem, you've got the foundation stable again, that should really take care of it for the long run. Tom? Good project for you there. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Give us a call with whatever home repair or home project you are working on 24/7 right here at 888-MONEY-PIT. Well, building a backyard shed is definitely a fun DIY project, and it's one that you can do with a budget that's less than the average refund the IRS might be sending your way. We're going to share some tips on how you can get that done in today's tax refund project tip presented by Hart Tools, available exclusively at Walmart next.
You live in a money pit.
Outdoor concrete projects are quick and easy with Quikrete fast-setting concrete mix in the red bag. It's great for setting fence posts, a mailbox, deck footings, or even a small slab. Quikrete fast-setting concrete in the red bag makes setting posts quick and easy. There's no mixing. Just pour the dry mix into the hole and soak with water. It sets hard in 20 to 40 minutes. It's that quick and that easy. You'll find Quikrete fast-setting concrete improvement stores. Look for it in the red bag.
Hey, guys, you know all the Deich Coatings DIY real stone products we're always talking about? Well, now they're available online at both Lowe's and Home Depot, including the amazing Spreadstone Countertop Refinishing Kit, the TrackSafe Anti-Slip Sealer, and the DieHard 100 Garage Floor Kit. Plus, Lowe's and Home Depot also carry Deich Coatings sealers, floor coatings, and wall finishings for both indoor and outdoor projects. Learn about all the Deich products for your DIY projects at DeichCoatings.com or look up Deich Coatings at Lowe's.com or HomeDepot.com.
If your refrigerator, your washer, dryer, air conditioning system, or really any other appliance in your house breaks, do you have an extra $1,000 lying around to get it fixed or to get a new one? Well, for about $1 a day, there is a way to avoid these costly repair bills. The Home Service Club provides home warranty coverage that gives you protection and the peace of mind of knowing all major appliances in your home are guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. Call them today at 800-917-3867. That's 800-917-3867. They'll provide a free, no-obligation quote. Once you're covered, any major appliance in your home is guaranteed to be fixed or replaced, including all makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Call Home Service Club now at 800-917-3867. For about $1 a day, you can avoid thousands in home repair costs. That's 800-917-3867, 800-917-3867.
It's free at MoneyPit.com. You'll get tips for home decor, remodeling, and repair projects delivered every Friday morning, just in time for weekend projects. Plus, you'll be the first to hear about new tool giveaways, sweepstakes, and more. Join over 70,000 happy subscribers and sign up today at MoneyPit.com.
Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. Now you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new Quikrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it. And you can do it yourself. Quikrete Recap will give you a durable new look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for recap, visit Quikrete.com. That's Quikrete.com.
We'll be right back.
making good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Welcome to the Money Pit. You know, guys, we love our houses. We call them money pits. But our home really is the place where you feel a combination of love and pride and sometimes, honestly, heart-stopping fear. But if you join us on the Money Pit podcast, we promise to help you plan, save you money, and spare you from snafus.
And you can do just that and catch new episodes every Monday and Thursday at moneypit.com/podcast.
Well, one of the handiest tools to have around for projects inside and out is a staple gun, and we've got a great one to give away.
Yeah, from our friends at Arrow, we've got the E21 cordless electric staple gun. It's a must-have for any DIYer, woodworker, or pro. It's got a battery life of up to 3 hours. It can fire as many as 1,000 shots on a single charge. I would be worn out before this tool is worn out. It's great for general repairs, for upholstery, decorating, crafts. It's going out along with a supply of staples. That package is worth $50 to one listener who contacts us with their home improvement question at 1-888-MONEYPIT or posting that question at moneypit.com.
All right, now we've got Ruth in Michigan on the line. How can we help you today?
I have an older house that's in need of some pizzazz and wanted to put shutters over my vinyl siding. Is that possible, and how would I attach them?
Yeah, it's done all the time, and there are special fasteners that are used in that situation so that you pierce the siding without causing a leak to happen. And most of the shutter companies will sell those as part of the shutter, too. So you certainly can do that. You do want to be careful not to squish the siding, because remember, the siding is somewhat soft. And so as long as you're careful about the way they attach, you certainly can have shutters on top of vinyl. Okay, Ruth?
All right. Well, good. I was wondering if it could be a do-it-yourself project.
Absolutely. Ruth, thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, did you guys know that over the last 3 years, the average tax refund was over $2,800? And for DIYers, that means some newfound money to take on projects you may have been putting off.
That's right. To help you make the best use of your hard-earned windfall, we've put together a series of projects that are going to add value to your home and get done without blowing your tax refund budget. Today's tax refund tip is presented by Hart Tools, available exclusively at Walmart.
And today's project, building a shed. You know, these multifunctional marbles can really simplify life by offering lots of extra storage or providing a small private workspace. But functionality is not the only consideration. If you build them well, sheds can be an attractive addition to your home that can also add value. And they're not that expensive, so they can really be a fun, affordable DIY project.
Now, if you're thinking about building a shed, here are a few tips that can help. First, there really are three ways to go with a shed project, and they're all depending on your level of DIY skills. Now, you can build a shed from plans that you purchase online, or you can build one from a kit where all of the pieces have been cut for you, or you can purchase a prefabricated shed and just assemble it.
Now, you also need to think about the material your shed will be built of. The choices are wood. Of course, wood allows pretty much infinite customization, but it is subjected to termite infestation and carpenter ants and doesn't need to be treated and painted to stay in good shape. You can go with metal. It's sturdier than wood, but it will also rust and warp, and it may not include a floor. Or you can use plastic. You know, the prefab plastic sheds are durable. They're easily assembled, but, you know, you can't have much customization because they're not really made to change.
Yeah, now regardless of the material you pick, you want your shed to look good and you want it to be functional. So you've got to choose a style that matches the architectural style of your home. For example, if your home is a two-story colonial, don't choose a shed with a flat roof that looks more like a chicken coop. Go with something that matches the style of your home. And also, you want to think about what you're storing in that shed and make sure that the doors are wide enough to get those things in. You know, if you've got a big mower or a snowblower or something that you want to park inside, make sure it fits.
And lastly, and this is really, really important, guys, you want to make sure your shed has a solid floor. Now, if the shed is ground level, I would recommend you pour a concrete pad and then build your shed on top of that. If it's got a wood floor, make sure you don't set that wood floor right on the grade. It's got to be up off the grade so a little air gets under it. Otherwise, that floor will rot away. I can't tell you how many times we've seen sheds over the years just completely fall apart because the floor wasn't supported properly. It wasn't vented properly. It wasn't built on a foundation. It was thrown on maybe just some bricks that were laid on the dirt, and that really kind of ruins the whole structure. If you build a good floor for your shed will last for decades.
And that's today's tax refund tip presented by Hart Tools, available exclusively at Walmart. Do it with Hart. Learn more at harttools.com, where you'll also find step-by-step plans for dozens of fun projects.
Yeah, including one that will look great in your newly built shed. I was checking out the sports equipment organizer today, Leslie. It's a really great way. You know, with kids, we've got balls and bats and hockey sticks and more. It's a great way to keep it all in one place and keep those kids busy and organized all season long. You can check that out at harttools.com.
All right, now we've got Chris from Tennessee on the line, who just put in a new septic tank and needs some help with the yard work. What can we do for you?
Yes, we had some people to come and put our septic tank in about 5 years ago, and the yard looked great when they got done with it. Now we got a bunch of sinkholes and a bunch of hills in the backyard, and I just want to know the best way to fix that without messing up the septic tank and messing up the water line and stuff.
So is the distribution field in the area where all these sinkholes are and this depression?
Yes, sir.
So you got to be really careful, because you don't want to put any heavy equipment over that, because you can crush those pipes. So you can add topsoil on top of that, but I wouldn't go over it with anything heavier than a wheelbarrow full of dirt.
Okay.
And so I would fill them in by hand, and I would rake that out, and I would reseed it. The good news is that it will probably grow quite nicely, being over the septic field. But I would be careful not to put anything heavy equipment-wise into that area, because you can crush the pipes, and then you're going to have a bigger problem.
All right. Well, thank y'all for y'all's question, and I listen to y'all every day, and y'all were great.
All right. Thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit. Give us a call, because we'd love to give you a hand 24/7 at 888-MONEY-PIT. Still ahead, nothing keeps your home looking updated better than a current kitchen. If you're thinking about switching out old countertops for granite, we've got some design tips to help after this.
You live in a Money Pit.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
Hello there. My name is Maddox, and I'm a Cub Scout. I'm here to talk to you today about becoming a Cub Scout like me. Cub Scouts get badges for doing fun activities, and we make friends. Scouts go camping, climbing, fishing, and swimming together. We have fun. We play sports and go to parades. Scouts also help people and become the very best versions of themselves. Visit beascout.org, and you'll be able to find a pack near you, get your questions answered, and sign up online.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
They're not movie tough guys, just ordinary people doing something extraordinary. They're all signed up on matchingdonors.com, willing to donate their kidney to anyone who needs it. In the U.S., 19 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. Matchingdonors.com improves those odds by finding living altruistic donors for patients desperately needing transplants. Go to matchingdonors.com and meet some extraordinary people. That's matchingdonors.com.
We'll be right back.
homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. We hope that you guys are having an awesome day. It is almost spring. We are excited. Hope you're excited to take on some spring projects in the warmer weeks ahead. Remember, you can always reach out to us for help by calling us at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Julie from New Jersey reached out with a kitchen question on MoneyPit.com. Now, Julie says, I'm ready to install my granite countertop. Should I do the 4-inch backsplash of granite, or should the granite go flush to the wall and then use a tile backsplash? Some say the granite backsplash is outdated. I mean, I don't love that look, but some people do.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think the small backsplash is outdated, but the full backsplash that goes all the way up to the underside of the kitchen cabinet, do you think that's okay?
I mean, it depends truly on the look of the granite. If you have something that's like a very busy graining or a lot of speckling, it might seem kind of busy, but I do love that waterfall look where it even goes all the way up behind, you know, your cooktop, behind the venting hood. It really is such an interesting focal point. So if you are, you know, happy with the look of your countertops and you want to sort of accentuate that, go ahead and use that same countertop material as a full backsplash, or pick something that's sort of similar but different, sort of in the same family, and then add tile to the other parts of it. So you can really sort of mix and match these materials and the feel of it to create a beautifully personalized kitchen space.
Yeah, and in either case, though, you want to put the countertop in first, and then you rest the backsplash on top of the countertop, not the other way around.
All right, next up we've got one here from Jack. Now, Jack is moving to Pennsylvania, and he says, I'm thinking of getting a heat pump installed in a house that I'm buying in Western PA. Currently, it has a gas furnace, but no cooling. The idea of combining heating and cooling in one unit seems to make sense, but I'd like some other opinions.
You know, Jack, I would definitely never give up my gas furnace to go with a heat pump, especially in your part of the country. It's going to be a lot more expensive to heat your home because you're basically going to a form of electric heat. And the way a heat pump works is it's kind of like an air conditioner that has a reversing mode, and when it works backwards, it puts heat in the house instead of cool air in the house. But, and that's reasonably efficient. But the problem is that when the house really starts to call for a lot of heat, the heat pump won't keep up, and then it brings on its backup system, which is straight electric resistance heat. I think you're going to see soaring electric bills. So I would definitely never give up the gas furnace. If it is time to replace the furnace, sure, you can buy a new one, put your air conditioning in at the same time. But I would definitely think about going with a more efficient gas furnace and not even a high-efficiency heat pump when you have gas available. I think it's just going to be a step that you will really, really regret, especially when that first winter electric bill shows up at your door. You're going to be,
ooh,
what?
And it's going to be expensive.
Goodness. Absolutely.
Now, Tom, you just totally upgraded your heating system at home and went with one that was very efficient. Can you tell us about how you chose it and the project itself?
Iron gas-fired boiler. And the thing that was really surprising about this, we replaced it with a combi boiler, which is now a very small machine about the size of a kitchen cabinet. It does heat and hot. We knew we were going to have like a massive increase in efficiency, energy efficiency. But the old boiler was set in a place in the basement that was underneath the dining room and living room area. So if you think about it, you had a cast iron boiler, minimum insulation around that, and then a big vent pipe that went to the chimney. That was kind of like a radiator under the floor of our house. So the floors were always kind of warm. Now that we don't have that, the floors are cold. So I'm having a little trouble balancing, you know, the cold first floor with the warm second floor. So now my next project is to insulate the entire first floor of my house. So, so we always say the three most expensive words
of home improvement.
While you're at it. Or while you're at it is the four, or might as well are the three. Absolutely.
Oh, my goodness. Well, good project anyway.
Thank you so much, guys, for spending a part of your home improvement day with us. We hope that we've helped you make some progress on those projects. Maybe it gave you for projects you'd like to take on in the near future. Us at MoneyPit.com or on our social media sites, including Facebook.com/TheMoneyPit. But for now, that's all the time we have. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. President Biden's expanding his vaccination expectations.
After hitting his target of 100 million shots several weeks early, the president now hopes to double that goal. He says it's possible to reach 200 million COVID-19 doses by his 100th day in office. The U.S. is now administering about 2.5 million shots per day, and the country is on pace to have enough of the three currently authorized vaccines to cover the entire adult population by the end of May. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The Biden administration is facing growing questions about why it wasn't more prepared for an influx of migrants at the U.S.-Mexico border. The administration is scrambling to build up capacity to care for some 14,000 young illegal migrants now in federal custody and more that are likely on the way. Immigration experts say the predicament was predictable. Tsunami advisories are out for parts of Japan's northern coast after a strong earthquake.
The 7.0 magnitude quake could be felt as far away as Tokyo as buildings in the capital shook. No major damage was reported, but at least three people had minor injuries. Images from Japan's public NHK television showed their newsroom shaking as the quake struck. The quake was centered off the coast of Miyagi Prefecture in the country's rugged northeast, which was heavily damaged during the huge earthquake and tsunami of 2011 that left more than 18,000 people dead. I'm Karen Chamas.
Police in central Germany got out their water cannons, pepper spray, and batons to use against people who were trying to break through barriers during a protest today. They were protesting against coronavirus restrictions. Protesters also took to the streets in Britain, Austria, Finland, Romania, and Switzerland today to rally against the government measures to rein in the coronavirus pandemic. Be sure to check out more news and read the best analysis. You can find them both when you log on to townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son, founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal. And now I agree. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor for Pete and Seth selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. That's correct. Each of the four ingredients deal with inflammation on a different metabolic pathway. That right there. Approaching your pain from four different angles may very well be why so many Americans find such wonderful pain relief. If you have back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or even just getting older, you must order the 3-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. I think it could. Give your body what it needs to heal itself. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-500-8384, relieffactor.com.
Two Royal Caribbean cruises will resume in June, ending a year-long hiatus.
However, passengers 18 and older must test negative for COVID-19 before getting on a ship. The company's Celebrity Cruises subsidiary says its Celebrity Millennium Ship will relaunch on June 5th from St. Martin. One itinerary will stop in Aruba, Curaçao, and Barbados, and another will stop in Tortola, St. Lucia, and Barbados. CEO Lisa Ludolf-Pertl says this marks the measured beginning of the end of what has been a uniquely challenging time for everyone. John Scott reporting.
Meteorologists in Iceland say the eruption of a long-dormant volcano is easing and shouldn't interfere with air travel. The Icelandic Meteorological Office said fissure eruption that began Friday night that sent streams of lava flowing across a valley about 20 miles southwest of Reykjavik. More at townhall.com. South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem is hesitating on signing a transgender bill.
It's been nearly 10 days since a bill that would ban boys competing as girls arrived on at the governor's desk. The staunch Republican and former Donald Trump ally says she was excited to sign the bill into law after the state's Senate passed the measure on March 8th. But since receiving the bill on March 10th, Noem has yet to sign it into law. The governor said, "We're still looking at it, and I'll probably, in the next 2 to 3 days, come to a decision." Noem added, "It's a complicated bill, even if there are parts of it that aren't written so well." Patrick Frost reporting.
Google's next internet-connected home device wants to learn about your sleeping habits. The Nest Hub is a 7-inch smart screen that can display pictures and video. But there's more. If you allow it, it will also monitor your sleeping patterns from your bedside. The service is called Soli, and Google says it's free. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstro.
This is RC from Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Today we're talking about Trinidad's Espiritu Series No. 2, crafted with tobaccos from Brazil and Nicaragua and wrapped in an Arapiraca leaf. Espiritu No. 2 produces a harmonious, medium to full-bodied cigar with extraordinary zesty complexity and earthy notes. Come by the shop and pick up your Trinidad Espiritu No. 2 today, 2143 Hilltop Drive, Reading.
It's everyone's worst nightmare, fire. And the USA has the second highest fire death rate in the industrialized world.
So what can you do to prevent house fires?
Well, to keep your family safe, read Fight Fires at Home with these tips. When you hit MoneyPit.com, just click on Ideas and Tips, then click Repair and Improve.
And for answers to any home improvement or home repair question, give us a call right now. 888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974.
Money Pit is presented by Heart Tools, available at Walmart and Bank of America. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
What are you planning this weekend, this day, next weekend, next week? If it's a project that you'd like to get done around your house, a project that you would like to do to create your best home ever, or at least your best home for the next week or two, we would like to help. Give us a call and we will answer your questions. We will make suggestions. We will come up with ideas that perhaps you hadn't thought of to help you improve the space you call home. The number here is 1-888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974, or you can post your questions at moneypit.com. Coming up on today's show, we're going to talk first about small kitchens. You know, they can be very tough places to work in, but a few modest updates can make it feel bigger and work better. We'll have tips to do just that in today's Smart Spending Tip.
And if you're thinking about getting your outdoor furniture out for the warm months ahead, chances are after an entire winter in storage, it's going to be looking worse for the wear. So we're going to have some tips on how you can get it spruced up for the season.
And today, it's easier than ever to be eco-friendly. But when it comes to choosing eco-friendly floors for your home, you need to understand how the product is produced. We'll tell you what to look for.
And if you've got some projects in mind where a staple gun can help, we're giving away one today. So lucky you. It's the Arrow E21 cordless electric staple gun, along with a supply of staples, and it's worth $50.
Going out to one listener drawn at random. So make that you. Give us a call right now with your home improvement questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT. Let's get to it. Leslie, who's first?
Ellie in Florida, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
Yes, I just recently moved to Florida, and the house I bought, the water softener is broken because I believe it's because they had it outside the home. Every other house in my community has them in the garage. and mine, they, for some reason, the water line is on the opposite side of the house in the garage. So it would be, I believe it would be a major thing to have the water line brought from one side of the house to the other so I could have it inside. And Sears tells me that I can have it put outside, but you have to have some kind of protective covering. Lowe's tells me that they don't sell any that go outdoors. And a private plumbing company is telling me that they have one that sells the, go to put outside specifically. And other people are saying you don't even need one to go, don't even bother the expense. So I don't know what to do.
So, first of all, the question is, do you need a water softener or not?
Right. I mean, I've looked online, and, you know, I see the pros and cons.
Right. Well, I mean, if you have, if you're accustomed to a water softener and you eliminate it, you may find that you don't like that experience. You certainly could bypass the water softener just to see if you like the water. Is the water city water?
Well, it's not well water, so does that mean it is city water? I don't know.
Yeah, it's city water. If it's city water, you probably do not need a water softener.
Well, I don't think it is city water because people in Ocala, I think they told me that they don't need it. They have city water. I could be wrong. I'm not sure. But everybody in this development says you need it.
Ellie, the first thing you want to do is figure out if you've got city water. If you do, it's going to be treated. If you've got well water, then you do need probably a water conditioner as well as to have the water tested to make sure that it's safe. And that's something that should be done on an occasional basis. Now, in terms of the enclosures, given the fact that you're in Florida, we're not concerned about freezing pipes, I wouldn't be too concerned about putting it outside. I wouldn't want to have it enclosed. Now, how do you do that? Well, you either use one that's rated to be outside, and perhaps the water treatment company, the plumbing company has one that has such a certification. It's designed for interior or exterior use, and that's fine. And if not, you're going to have to construct something or have something constructed or perhaps pick up a small shed or something of that nature where the equipment could be protected from the weather. But I think the first thing you need to do is determine whether or not you need it and determine what kind of water supply you have. If it's well water, get it tested. You can even have the hardness tested. You'll know exactly what you're dealing with. And if it's city water, then I think you could try bypassing the system you have right now and see if you like it. I hope that helps you out. Ellie, thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Time to talk to Philip in Rhode Island about a roofing question. What can we do for you?
Well, in Rhode Island, in my neighborhood in Jamestown, there's a lot of beautiful red cedar shingled houses. And okay. I just put brand new red cedar shingles on my house and my roof. I noticed some of the houses age beautifully. Like what I mean beautifully is they age darker red and sometimes little bits of black or streaks of black and red and deep, deep red. And some of them don't age that way. It's like, and I'm just wondering if you guys know anything about how to get them to age the way I want them to. I don't want them to age light. I want them to age darker, red.
Yeah, we don't always get to choose how we age, right? And that applies to our shingles as well. So when you choose red cedar, that gets darker over time, and it will turn to a very dark gray, typically, as it's exposed to sunlight. I mean, I guess it's possible that you could apply a stain to the cedar shingles, even though they're roofing shingles, but most people don't do that. So what we typically get calls about when it comes to cedar is how to prevent them from getting darker. And one way to do that is to replace the vent across the ridge of the roof, or if you don't have a vent there, you can essentially do the same thing with a strip of copper. If you were to overlay the peak of the roof with, say, a 12-inch wide strip of copper, so half goes on one side, half goes on the other, what happens is as rainwater strikes that, it releases some of the copper, and that acts as a mild mildicide and helps to keep the roof shingles clean and prevents algae growth.
Oh, but so then they wouldn't age dark. They'd stay lighter.
It would be less likely to get as dark, and they certainly wouldn't grow in algae. Perhaps you may have noticed that sometimes when you look at houses, especially around chimneys that have metal flashing, you'll see bright streaks at the bottom of the chimney. That's for the same reason. What happens is that metal flashing releases some of its copper and then cleans that area under the chimney. That's why it gets streaky there. But if you do it across the whole peak of the roof, then it will sort of clean evenly.
It'll clean evenly. But I'm looking for that age to look, the kind of the darker shingle age look, the darker color. And I guess it's just up to Mother Nature is what you're saying.
It really is.
Yeah.
It really is.
I appreciate it. Thanks very much, you guys.
You're welcome. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Give us a call. Let us know what you are working on. We're standing by 24/7. We love to hear home improvement stories, good ones, bad ones. We can help you out with whatever it is that's going on at your place. So give us a call at 888-MONEY-PIT.
And just ahead, if you're frustrated by a small kitchen, we're going to have tips to make it feel bigger and work better in today's Smart Spending Tip presented by the Bank of America Cash Rewards Credit Card next.
Could your backyard use a makeover? You can create beautiful outdoor living spaces with Rumblestone from Pavestone. Create a paver patio or walkway, a garden retaining wall, grill enclosure, fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen. These rustic building blocks make it easy and they look great. Rumblestone from Pavestone is available at the Home Depot. And be sure to check out the project ideas and the how-to videos at pavestone.com.
Hey, you know all the Deich Coatings DIY RealStone products we're always talking about? Well, they're now available at both Lowe's and Home Depot, including the amazing Spreadstone Countertopper Finishing Kit, the TrackSafe Anti-Slip Sealer, and the DieHard 100 Garage Floor Kit. Plus, Lowe's and Home Depot also carry Deich Coatings sealers, floor coatings, and wall finishings for both indoor and outdoor projects. Learn about all the Deich products for your DIY projects at DeichCoatings.com or look up Deich Coatings at Lowe's.com or HomeDepot.com.
If your refrigerator, your washer, dryer, air conditioning system, or really any other appliance in your house breaks, do you have an extra $1,000 lying around to get it fixed or to get a new one? Well, for about $1 a day, there is a way to avoid these costly repair bills. The Home Service Club provides home warranty coverage that gives you protection and the peace of mind of knowing all major appliances in your home are guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. Call them today at 800-917-3867. That's 800-917-3867 for a free, no-obligation quote. Once you're covered, any major appliance in your home is guaranteed to be fixed or replaced, including all makes and models of washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Call Home Service Club now. That's 800-917-3867. For about $1 a day, you can avoid thousands in home repair bills. That's 800-917-3867, 800-917-3867.
My name is Kathleen, and I'm a Cub Scout. I'm here to talk to you today about becoming a Cub Scout like me. Cub Scouts get badges for doing fun activities, and we make friends. Scouts go camping, climbing, fishing, and swimming together. We have fun, we play sports, and go to parades. Scouts also help people and become the best versions of themselves. Visit BeAScout.org to find a pack near you.
Hey guys, you know all the Deich Coatings DIY RealStone products we're always talking about? Well, now they're available online at both Lowe's and Home Depot, including the amazing Spreadstone Countertop Refinishing Kit, the TrackSafe Anti-Slip Sealer, and the DieHard 100 Garage Floor Kit. Plus, Lowe's and Home Depot also carry Deich Coatings sealers, floor coatings, and wall finishings for both indoor and outdoor projects. Learn about all the Deich products for your DIY projects at DeichCoatings.com or look up Deich Coatings at Lowe's.com or HomeDepot.com. Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. But the Money Pit is all about you. So whether you live in a house or an apartment, dealing with a repair, or maybe even dreaming about a renovation, we're going to help you tackle your to-dos with confidence and have a little fun along the way.
If you've got questions about your projects, give us a call at 888-MONEY-PIT or post your question at moneypit.com. Well, if you like to tackle projects around the house, one of the handiest tools to do just that is a staple gun. And we've got a great one to give away to one lucky listener.
That's right. It's the Arrow E21 Cordless Electric Staple Gun. And it is a must-have tool for any DIYer or woodworker, even pro out there. You've got a battery life of up to 3 hours, and you can fire as many as 1,000 staples on a single charge. That is a lot of projects. So truly, whatever you can get done in 3 hours, you will find that you have got a staple to go along with that. I mean, it's perfect. General repairs, upholstery, decorating, crafts, you name it, we can help you find a project for it.
That cordless electric staple gun from Arrow going out to one caller, drawn at random. You've got to call us, though, with a home improvement question. You just can't call and say, I want to win the prize, because we want you involved in this program. We want to hear about the projects you're doing. So for those that call, those that write at MoneyPit.com, we will draw one name and send out that staple gun package worth $50 to one listener at random.
Linda, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
We had a new kitchen floor installed about a week and a half ago. It was a middle-of-the-road grade sheet vinyl, and a couple of hours after the installers left, we were moving stuff back in, and we moved the refrigerator, and it gouged it a couple of times. And the flooring has a 15-year warranty, so they said they would, you know, honor that and replace it or patch it or whatever. But then 2 days after that, my 8-month-old puppy got a hold of the seam and ripped it in several places and also took a couple of chunks out of the middle of the floor.
Oh, boy.
So I called the gal, the rep back, and she suggested going with an LVT Click-It tile, luxury vinyl tile. And I was just wondering what you guys thought, is, you know, if that would be like a viable option, mainly because of the dog. I mean, I just don't know. And another thing is, she was saying that they would probably install it right over the floor that they just put down. So that would mean we have the subfloor, my old floor, the new floor, and then this tile on top of it.
It's a floor sandwich.
Yeah.
First of all, whether or not you can put it on top of old layers of floor is really a manufacturer specification. It's not unusual. For example, when you put down laminate floor, that always sits on top of whatever's underneath it because it kind of floats. So it might be that it's perfectly fine. Luxury vinyl tile is probably way more durable than sheet vinyl. Sheet vinyl tends to be really soft. So I'm not at all surprised that it got torn up just by moving the refrigerator back and forth. I mean, you would think that if you're in the flooring design business that that would be sort of a standard. Like, if your kitchen floor can't handle a refrigerator being rolled back and forth, you probably shouldn't be in the business. But unfortunately, a lot of those sheet products are very, very soft and can easily tear. It's a darn good thing that you got your claim in, though, before the dog ripped the rest of it up, because otherwise they may not have had any interest in helping you. But I do think a tile is going to be a pretty durable option. I wouldn't be too concerned about putting it on top of the old floor, as long as it's permitted by the manufacturer's installation instructions, which you certainly should ask for a copy of so that you can review.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks very much. I appreciate it.
All right, Linda. I hope you love that dog. It's costing you a lot of money.
Yeah, we do. We do. All right. Thank you.
Well, small kitchens can be tough places to work in, but a few modest updates can make it feel bigger and work better for you. We're going to have some tips to do that in today's Smart Spending Tip presented by Bank of America Cash Rewards Credit Card. Well, small kitchens, they might be cozy, but opening them up might not involve a whole lot of expense. First, you've got to look for ways to add natural light by removing window coverings. With kitchens, you really don't need them there.
Yeah, and adding a skylight can open up the ceiling to more light and sort of visually expand the space, but you don't need a major construction project to accomplish that. Just add a type of skylight called a sun tunnel. It's a round skylight. You set it in the roof with a tube that feeds down to the ceiling where you'll have a light diffuser, and basically it's mirrored on the inside so it can throw a lot of natural light right where you need it.
Now, another idea is to remove any soffits that you have above the cabinets. This creates the illusion of space by allowing the eye to follow a wider ceiling. Now, you can also consider removing the cabinet doors or replacing them with glass-fronted doors, and that's going to help give the room some depth. Another trick here is you can also opt for larger floor tiles. While this might sound counterintuitive, small floor tiles, they do make a room feel smaller. So bigger, wider, longer, it's going to make that kitchen feel just as big.
And by the way, despite their small size, small kitchens do have some advantages, one of which is that the small space makes for a very efficient working triangle. You're not spending a lot of time walking between the refrigerator and the stove and the kitchen sink, so you got to save energy. And if you want to splurge for better quality materials like cabinets or high-end countertops, the smaller size makes that a much more affordable option.
And that's today's Smart Spending Tip presented by the Bank of America Cash Rewards Credit Card. We're all shopping for essentials online these days. Get rewarded for it with the Bank of America Cash Rewards Credit Card. You can choose to earn 3% cash back on your online shopping.
Visit bankofamerica.com/morerewarding to apply now.
Now we've got Sparky in Georgia on the line with, fittingly, an electrical question. What can we do for you?
Hi, I'm in a pre-wired home.
that has RG59 coaxial cable coming into each room. I need to replace that now with RG6, which is a thicker coaxial cable. What is the best way of going through to replace all those?
Well, generally, whenever you want to rewire anything in a house, it doesn't always make sense to remove what's there. What you'll generally do is cut it back. And you'll just essentially, you're going to run the new cable as if you were putting it in for the first time. Of course, because the house is already up, it's tricky to do this, to run it through walls and stuff, but you would use wire snakes to do this. And sometimes if the cable is loose in the wall, you can actually attach the new cable to the old cable and pull it through at the same time. Sometimes you can get away with that, but it basically takes a lot of skill to run new wires in a house that's already up, and that's pretty much the way you do it. The answer is any way you can. So if your cable's loose and you can pull one end up and tie the other end to it so that you're kind of pulling it all the way through, you do that. If you can't do that because it's nailed in place, then what you might do is just sort of snip off the ends, tuck it away in the wall, and run a new cable next to it. But basically, it's a bit of a tricky job, and you try to get it done any way you can.
I got you. Very good. You've been helpful. Thank you very much.
All right. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Now we've got Melanie in California on the line with a decorating question. What can we do for you today?
I have untreated V-Rusticme Naughty Pine throughout the house. I would like to continue into a 8x12 bathroom with the same. Is this the best application for the bathroom, or will untreated wood hold up to condensation?
Now, where are you seeing this, on the walls, on the ceiling?
Oh, well, I'd like to do the whole bathroom, yes, walls and ceiling.
I would say, Leslie, that untreated pine is a really bad idea for a bathroom.
Yeah.
I actually do have a bathroom that's got pine wainscoting, but it's completely sealed. And it goes up about halfway up the wall. I would definitely not put unfinished wood in the bathroom because it's going to soak up the moisture. It's going to grow mold or mildew, and this is not going to look right. You can't clean it either. So a bad idea for the ceiling. That said, if you like the look of wood, there are many ceiling tile products that do look quite a lot like wood.
Okay. We're limited. We're in a small area, so we're limited as far as hardwares go and paneling. We've checked out our local hardware stores, and where's the best place to find, ceiling paneling? And
well, now, a clever, creative idea, which, you might be able to source online, and perhaps you haven't looked at some of this in the local places to you, would be a laminate flooring that's a plank that looks like a knotty pine, so that we could utilize that in the same application that you're talking about, but it's made to withstand high moisture situations because it's, a manufactured product and not a natural product.
Sure, sure.
And that, because it's sold in planks, if you do have to order it online or if somebody, has to order it from the vendor directly through your local stores, it ships really easily because of its packaging and being plank size. You're not going to have a hard time getting it in rather than a sheet product.
Oh, okay, very good. And I think that would look far better than a sheet product. We just,
Oh, absolutely.
Don't care. The wainscoting or coating, how do you pronounce that? Is that?
I say wainscoting, but I think everybody says it every way. They feel like tomato, tomato.
Which is very attractive, but we need to do this complete, the walls.
You don't have to. You could go partially up the walls and then trim off the top edge of it.
Hmm. And then with, okay.
It depends on what look you're going for. For example, Leslie, you've often given the suggestion that you can take an old door, turn it on its side, and that could be a wainscoting.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that works out beautifully, especially because it gives you the paneling sort of built right into the door. The only issue there is that anywhere you've got an electrical outlet or something that might protrude from the wall, you're going to have to bump that out to accommodate the extra thickness of the door. Not a big deal, but it's an extra step.
Boy, it sure is. Okay, well, thank you so much. That's a lot to think about, and I really like that plank flooring idea. I thought that never even crossed my mind, nor my husband's.
All right, well, good luck with that project.
Thank you so much, and thank you for taking my call.
You're very welcome. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
What are you working on, and how can we help you create your best home ever? Whatever it is, give us a call at 888-MONEY-PIT. We'd love to lend a hand. Hey, if you're thinking about getting your outdoor furniture out for these warm months ahead, chances are after this yucky winter in storage, it's probably not going to be looking that great. So we're going to have some tips to help you get it all spruced up for the season next. 888-MONEY-PIT.
Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QuickCrete.com.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
There are debt solutions for almost every situation. No matter how much money you owe in credit card debt, all the information you really need is yours, free, when you call right now for your free debt review. When we learned about the debt solutions they don't want you to know about, we were so shocked at how the credit card companies work to keep you in debt that we have decided to give everyone that calls today a free debt review, absolutely free. That's right. Get your debt solution review absolutely free. Just call 1-800-865-8566. That's 1-800-865-8566 and get the free debt review everyone in debt should have. To find out how you can get out of debt now, just call 1-800-865-8566. That's 1-800-865-8566. Get out of debt fast with your free credit card debt review. Call 1-800-865-8566. Again, 1-800-865-8566.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QuickCrete.com.
Hi, I'm Tom Kreitler with today's tip of the day. Home fires can strike at any time. Each year, nearly 390,000 home fires in the U.S. result in death, injury, and property damage. As with anything, the best defense is a good offense. Planning, prevention, and practice are key. First, meet with everyone in the home and plan different escape routes. Try to visualize the fire from every room in your home and feel your way out. Close your eyes and try to find the exit. Thick smoke is not only deadly, but makes it difficult to breathe and to see. Stay low and practice finding the exit, identifying markers or touch points that can be landmarks along the escape route when it's hard to see. Also, remind family members that in case of fire, get out first and call 911 from a neighbor's home. Most importantly, don't forget to regularly test smoke alarms to be sure. In case of a home fire, your dreams don't have to go up in smoke. Be prepared. I'm Tom Kreitler, and that's today's Money Pit Tip of the Day.
Pitt Home Improvement Show. Thank you so much for spending this part of your day with us. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Whatever you're working on, whether you're dreaming up a project, whether you're doing a project right now, we can help you make your home your everything. Everything you're dreaming about, everything you want it to be.
If you've got questions about a project you'd like to get done, give us a call. We'd love to help. The number is 1-888-MONEYPIT or post your questions at moneypit.com.
Head to Pennsylvania, where Mike has a question about a bathtub. What can we help you with?
I have an old steel tub that's actually rusting out, and had a few quotes on having it refinished versus, there's companies out there that'll put vinyl inserts and all, or is it better just to have it ripped out and put a brand new tub in?
I would vote for having it ripped out and putting in a brand new tub, because I don't think that you're going to be able to refinish it and be happy with that. Most of the refinishing, if it's done professionally, it can be okay, but man, I tell you what, it's an awfully big project. It's a very messy project. They have to use some pretty coarse chemicals to prep that tub and get it ready for the new finish. And then the new finishes are certainly not going to last as long as the original finish. So I think it's probably a good option for either a new tub, or you could do sort of a tub insert. There are companies out there that make inserts that fit inside the existing tub, priced not so coincidentally, just slightly less than tearing out the tub and starting
right
from scratch.
But it's done in a day.
All right. I appreciate that. Thanks for your time.
All right. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT.
Well, your outdoor furniture, it can last year after year if you give it a good cleaning each season. So here's what you'll need to do to get it into shape for the summer days ahead.
Now, if you've got plastic outdoor furniture, you want to mix up a little dish soap, some borax, and a half a cup of peroxide into a gallon of water. Let that mixture sit for about 10 to 15 minutes, and then use it to scrub all that outdoor plastic furniture with a nylon brush before you rinse it super well.
Now, if you have wood furniture, you want to start by giving it a good once-over for repair needs. You want to make sure that all pieces are securely fastened to the frame, and then you want to check to see that all connection points are sturdy, the legs are strong, and the finish isn't flaking off. Once you've got a good assessment, thoroughly clean that furniture, get those surfaces clean with a soap and water mixture, but you got to let it dry thoroughly.
Now, the finish on your wood needs a little rejuvenation. It's a good time to refinish it, and the way to do that is to sand off the existing paint or stain to the point where you start to see a little bit of raw wood. Then you can apply a new stain. I would use a solid color stain or an exterior paint, and that will give you a really super saturated color that's going to instantly update your outdoor decor.
Carolyn, Mississippi, you've got the Money Pit. What can we do for you today?
I have a floor that's sinking in, a hallway in a kitchen, and I was just trying to find out what's the best way to repair that. And what type of wood should it be repaired with?
So do you have any idea, Carol, as to what's causing the floor to sink?
I don't know if it's the foundation. I don't know if it's the foundation, because it's in Mississippi and there's a lot of moisture there. And for some reason, the homes there really look run down and stuff. And I did research, and it's because it's so moist there. But the house is really, really old, so I have no idea what's causing it.
Is the floor a wood floor, and is it over a crawl space?
No, it's not over a crawl space.
Is it over a basement?
No, it's not over a basement. It's like on the foundation part of it.
Yeah, okay. Look, there's only really three types of floor structures. You're either going to have, your house is going to be built on a slab, which means it's on concrete, or it's going to be on a wood-framed floor, which is either going to be over a crawl space or over a basement. I'm trying to figure out what kind of floor structure you have.
Okay, it's up off the ground a little bit.
That's a crawl space. So what has to happen, Carol, is somebody has to go into the crawl and get under that area and look up and see what's going on. If you have a lot of moisture, you could have some rotted beams there. And if that's the case, they have to be repaired. It's very difficult to do that from the top side. You would do that from the bottom side. And then once you know what the cause of the sagging is, then you'll know how to approach it. But let's say that you found that there was a beam that was decayed. Well, what would happen in that case is you would put a new beam next to it. So if it had one bad floor joist, you'd put another one next to it, maybe even one next to that. So you'd kind of sandwich the bad beam in between the two good beams, and that would straighten that out. Once the structure is repaired, then you can go in from the top side and repair any remaining decay, like if it was the wood, plywood subfloor or something of that nature. But you got to start with the structure, which is what's underneath there, to figure out why the sag has occurred, why this area is sunken in. And once that's resupported, then you can move to the top side. Does that make sense?
Make a lot of sense. Thank you.
All right, Kara. Good luck with that project, and thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Give us a call 24/7 right here at 888 Money Pit with your home repair or your home improvement questions. Well, going green is currently all the rage, and when it comes to shopping for your home improvement products, the devil truly is in the details. So we're going to tell you what you need to know when shopping for green products next.
You live in a money pit.
Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QuickCrete.com.
Caseta by Lutron is the smart light switch that I never knew you needed, but now we can't live without it. You know, a lot of people think you need smart bulbs to get smart lighting, but there is a smarter way. Caseta's smart dimmers and switches replace the switch in your wall, making all the lights that switch controls act smart.
Now, you might be thinking, bulb or switch, what's the difference? Well, it's a huge difference because think about all the places in your house where one switch controls multiple bulbs. Now, do you want to buy 3, 4, maybe even more smart bulbs or one smart switch? And you can even use a voice assistant to dim the lights or to turn them on or off if your hands are full or you just don't want to get off the couch.
Caseta by Lutron is easy to install, and I love that they offer 24/7 support if you've got questions. So get smart lighting the smart way with Caseta by Lutron smart switches. Learn more about Caseta at lutron.com/moneypit. That's lutron.com/moneypit.
If your refrigerator, your washer, dryer, air conditioning system, or really any other appliance in your house breaks, do you have an extra $1,000 lying around to get it fixed or to get a new one? Well, for about $1 a day, there is a way to avoid these costly repair bills. The Home Service Club provides home warranty coverage that gives you protection and the peace of mind of knowing all major appliances in your home are guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. Call them today at 800-917-3867. That's 800-917-3867. They'll provide a free, no-obligation quote. Once you're covered, any major appliance in your home is guaranteed to be fixed or replaced, including all makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Call Home Service Club now at 800-917-3867. For about $1 a day, you can avoid thousands in home repair costs. That's 800-917-3867, 800-917-3867.
Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. Now you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it. And you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QuickCrete.com.
Are you ready to take on a DIY project this spring, but need a little cash and some advice to get it done? We've got both. Now through March 15th, we're partnering with BobVila.com to launch the $2,500 Money Pit Makeover. Enter now at BobVila.com for a chance to win one of five $500 Amazon gift cards for your next home renovation project.
Where home solutions live, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. What are you working on, guys? Do you need help with a renovation, a repair, or a decor project? Well, on the Money Pit podcast, we're going to share tips, ideas, and inspiration to help you avoid the perspiration when it comes to improving your space.
Subscribe at moneypit.com/podcast or wherever you get your pods. Well, if you've got a question about your home, we'll do our best to give you the answer, plus maybe some tools to help get the job done.
That's right. This hour, we have up for grabs the Arrow E21 Cordless Electric Staple Gun. The E21 really is a fantastic tool. The battery is going to last up to 3 hours. You can fire as many as 1,000 staples on a single charge. It's great if you've got some general repairs, some upholstery projects, whether you're decorating, crafts, whatever it is, you will find a use for the staple gun, I promise.
That Arrow E21 electric staple gun with a supply of staples is worth $50 and going out to one listener drawn at random. If you want to win it, you got to be in it by calling us with your home improvement question at 888-MONEYPIT or posting your question to moneypit.com.
Jacob in Arkansas is on the line with a crack in the garage. Tell us what's going on.
My wife and I recently bought a new house, and there's a crack above the garage. It's more cosmetic brick. It's none of the support, but it goes through the brick and the mortar. And so I was wondering if there's a certain kind of putty or, you know, way I can fill this in so the water doesn't get inside of it.
Yeah, and that's exactly what you want to do. Now, mind you, the brick is also going to be porous, so it will still get wet. But if you want to stop water from getting in there, most importantly, freezing and making the crack worse, what I would recommend you do is to seal that crack with a clear silicone caulk. Now, when you buy the silicone, Jacob, you can buy it in a large tube or a small tube. If it's just that one crack, I would just buy a small tube. But here's the trick. When you cut the tip of that tube, you want to cut it so you have a very small hole there that the caulk won't come out in a big glob. You can always make it larger, but of course, once you cut it, you can't make it any smaller. So then, you know, get up on a ladder, get real close to that, and sometimes with silicone, it's pretty thick, especially if it's cold. You may have to really squeeze it to get it to come out. But it doesn't clean up with soap and water, so just try to kind of lay it on there nice and even. That'll stop the water from falling into the crack, and it should be good to go.
Awesome. Thank you, guys.
You're welcome, Jacob. Thanks so much for calling us.
If you save money and you don't like to waste water, you're probably an environmentally rich shopper. But when it comes to shopping for floors, knowing how the floor is made is key to knowing if it's actually an eco-friendly choice. Here's what you need to look for.
Now, first, there are two types of floors that are generally considered to be the most eco-friendly. First, there's cork. It's a good choice for a lot of reasons. It's sustainable, it's beautiful, it lasts a long time, and it's quiet. And it's the best for allergy sufferers. The flooring is made from the bark of the cork oak tree, which is stripped every 9 years and then grows back and inflicts no damage upon the tree. And pest control or fertilizers are rarely used in the farming of cork trees, and that waste cork can also be frequently recycled, so it's great all the way around.
Yeah, now another option is bamboo. Bamboo floors, they're manufactured from the bamboo plant, which is a type of grass, and that makes them super sustainable. Bamboo grows at a crazy fast rate, faster than trees, and it reaches maturity in as little as 5 years, which is why bamboo is one of the most eco-friendly flooring products available.
But the other advantage of bamboo, Leslie, is that it's super hard. I mean, strand bamboo is actually about twice as hard as red oak, which is why bamboo flooring is not only sustainable, but it's also super durable, so a great choice all the way around. So if you want to go eco-friendly, you should be looking at bamboo floors and cork floors. You just can't go wrong.
Sandy in Texas is on the line and needs some help with a carpet question. What's going on?
Well, I had a Scentsy, one of those little things that uses hot wax. And my granddaughter knocked the Scentsy over onto the carpet, and part of it splashed upon my Henry Dodd chair, which is upholstered.
Okay.
And I haven't done anything yet because I don't know really
good.
How to go about cleaning that.
Well, the first thing you want to do, and this is, it's kind of an easy fix. You just have to make sure you haven't already scratched at it or rubbed it or anything. Take a brown paper bag and an iron, and you want to put the iron on a high setting without steam, and put the paper bag over the wax and then iron. And the wax will melt, but then stick to the paper bag, and you'll be able to peel it right off.
Oh, that's awesome. Okay, brown paper bag with a hot iron, not on steam.
No steam.
Just hot cotton, and hold it on there for a few minutes, and it will pull it out.
Yeah, you don't want to, like, sit it on there too long because you don't want to burn it through.
Okay.
So you want to kind of just, you know, hold the brown paper bag, then put the iron on top, and then shift it around, you know, moving to a clean part on the bag as you get more of the wax onto the bag. This way you're not re-spreading the wax.
So the bag kind of acts as like the absorbing medium here. It's like, that's like the paper towel, right? Less than
exactly.
The wax soaks into it. Okay, got it. Great trick.
That sounds wonderful. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Sandy. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT.
Dennis in Alaska's on the line with some questions about building a new home. What can we help you with?
Hey, that is some jazzy music you got on hold.
All right. We're glad you enjoy it, Dennis. What's going on?
I just finished building a ranch-style home, and I did the regular stick frame, 2x6, fiberglass insulation, T111 outside. But my question is, I'm going to put some cedar log siding on it, and I thought I might fur the outside, you know, get a few more R's out of it. And I'm kind of concerned about possibly trapping moisture between the inside vapor barrier and if I use blue board or some type of foam insulation on the outside. I didn't want to trap water inside the wall. And I hope that made sense.
Well, so you basically use T111 as the sheathing, but that's a finished siding type of a product. That's not designed to be a sheathing. Are you sure you meant T111 when you said that? Because it has sort of vertical grooves in it.
Yeah, it was just a temporary sheathing is all.
Yeah, because, I mean, for many buildings, that is the siding. But, okay. So you want to know how to cover that? Well, I would put tar paper on it, or I would put a vapor barrier on it like Tyvek, and then I would put the blue board over that.
Vapor barrier, and then or Tyvek, and then the blue board. Okay. Yeah, I was just concerned about trapping moisture inside the wall.
Yeah, I wouldn't put the foam right against it because that's going to be like holding sponges against it. No, you want to put the moisture barrier against the wood.
So do I need to put any type of some type of drainage on the bottom of the wall then? Or?
Well, not for blue board. No. You know, what you would do is you put the vapor barrier up, and then you put the foam on it, and you attach it with long nails that are flat-headed. They look like super long roofing nails.
Right.
And they have other special fasteners for it, right? And then you could put your furring strips over that and your siding on top of it.
Oh, okay. So you don't actually butt it up to the furring strips. You put the furring strips right over it.
Right, exactly. I mean, that's the way I would do it. I sided a house that way, and that was 30 years ago. Hasn't leaked yet.
Good enough, then. That's my project for this coming summer.
Thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit. Give us a call with your home repair or your home improvement question 24/7 right here at 888 Money Pit. Just ahead is building a patio on your spring to-do list. We're going to have the step-by-steps for you in just a bit.
You live in a Money Pit.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
Hello there. My name is Maddox, and I'm a Cub Scout. I'm here to talk to you today about becoming a Cub Scout like me. Cub Scouts get badges for doing fun activities, and we make friends. Scouts go camping, climbing, fishing, and swimming together. We have fun. We play sports and go to parades. Scouts also help people and become the very best versions of themselves. Visit beascout.org, and you'll be able to find a pack near you, get your questions answered, and sign up online.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
They're not movie tough guys, just ordinary people doing something extraordinary. They're all signed up on MatchingDonors.com, willing to donate their kidney to anyone who needs it. In the U.S., 19 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. MatchingDonors.com improves those odds by finding living altruistic donors for patients desperately needing transplants. Go to MatchingDonors.com and meet some extraordinary people. That's MatchingDonors.com.
Making good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Here to help you take on the projects you'd like to get done to improve your space and create your best ever home.
Tim in New Jersey reached out, and here's his question. I recently inherited a house that has not been occupied in over 5 years. The electricity is questionable in two of the rooms. I'm not sure about HVAC, and there has been water in the basement. Floors, walls, and ceiling look good, but the roof has 3 layers on it. Should I try to repair it or get rid of it as is? I'm not a handy person, and I don't have a big budget.
There's a lot going on. I mean, the good news is you didn't have to pay for the house. It's never a bad thing when you inherit a house, even if it is a true-to-life money pit. But, you know, Tim, none of the things that you mentioned are really insurmountable. I mean, if the basic foundation and framing and the roof are intact, everything else is fixable. Now, even though these things can be fixed, it's also a question of economics. It's a question of skills and time. And if the project's too much for you, you should consider selling the home as is. But don't give it away. The problems you mentioned are entirely repairable for a lot less than the value of the home, even that wet basement. I would prioritize, and if you need some help doing that, have a home inspection done. Those guys are experts at determining where the real issues are and give you some good independent expert advice on what to do first, second, and so on.
All right. Good luck with that project.
Well, if building a patio is on your to-do list for spring, we've got some tricks of the trade for the project that can help. Leslie shares those details in today's edition of Leslie's Last Word. And Leslie, we can't wait to get outside. A new patio is a great place to spend some of that time.
Oh, my gosh, totally. I mean, it's a great place to relax. It's a wonderful spot in your yard to get out of your home and safely socialize with your friends. So, you know, your friends outside of your bubble. So let's get to work on creating a relaxing paver brick patio space. All right, and guess what, guys? This paver brick patio is definitely a DIY-capable project. So we've got some tips here that are going to help you get the project done. First of all, in the realm of DIY patio possibilities, brick, natural stone, cement pavers, these are the main paving choices in materials. Now, all three varieties are installed in sand, with a regularly shaped natural stone being the biggest challenge to work with, as it's kind of like assembling a huge outdoor jigsaw puzzle, but with much heavier pieces, but still doable. Now, figuring out the layout is the next step. You're going to need to assess your space that you want to put this in. You want to make sure you've got necessary drainage. Now, a good trick of the trade is to use some rope to outline the shape of the patio that you're going for. You can even go ahead and set up some of your furniture inside that roped-off area. That's definitely going to give you a feel for how much space you're going to have to enjoy that patio once it's done, rather than getting to that point and being like, oh, no, I didn't leave enough space for X. So do the prep work so you know you're ready. Now, the most common paver patio mistake comes from not properly prepping the base. So you need to take your time, properly excavate, level, line the patio area for long-lasting, trip-proof results. Once that's done, adding the patio bricks, I mean, that's the fun part. There's so many shapes, styles, design patterns to choose from. If you do some searches online, you're going to find some really beautiful things that you can create with some very basic shaped pavers that are not challenging. So definitely do some research because you can really make it beautiful. Now, if you've already got a patio but you want to update the look of the pavers, Pavestone makes a special paver brick called Milano. It's half the thickness of a regular brick, and it installs easily right on top of the old patio, and it looks absolutely amazing once it's done.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Coming up next time on the program, and even the cleanest of houses, mold can find sneaky places to hide, but not from us. We're going to share tips on how to stop mold from taking hold of your home on the very next edition of the Money Pit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself,
but you don't have to do it alone.
Body fit. Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Ohio Senator Rob Portman says President Biden knows there's a crisis at the southern border. You can tell by his actions.
The administration has sent FEMA down there, which is the Federal Emergency Management Agency. So although they say it's not a crisis and not an emergency, it clearly is.
Portman, the Republican, says smugglers are taking advantage of the president's lax border policies to smuggle guns and drugs, including fentanyl,
which is the deadliest of the opioids. Is mostly coming across the border. Remember when we were working so hard to stop it coming through the U.S. mail system from China? We were successful there only to see it diverted to the border.
Portman was a guest earlier in the week on the Salem Radio Network. Miami Beach officials imposed an emergency 8 p.m. to 6 a.m. curfew, saying large out-of-control spring break crowds crammed beaches, trashed some restaurant properties, and brawled in the streets. And they're advising tourists and hotel guests to stay indoors during the curfew. Interim City Manager Raul Aguila tells the Miami Herald he recommends keeping it in place through April 12th or the end of spring break. Greek police say a man's been arrested on suspicion of antiquities smuggling.
He was trying to sell an ancient marble statue of exceptional artwork and significant archaeological value that once likely adorned a temple on Athens' famed Acropolis or the slopes around it. Police announced Friday that the 5th century BC statue was recovered following a months-long police operation that involved an investigation by the Cultural Heritage and Antiquities Department. Measuring about 14.5 inches, the statue depicts a seated young man who reclines slightly to the right. Keith Peters reporting.
Thousands of Israeli demonstrating once again outside the official residence of Prime Minister Netanyahu, calling for his longtime Prime Minister's ouster in a final show of force ahead of this week's parliamentary elections. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son, founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal, and now I agree. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor for Pete and Seth selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. That's correct. Each of the four ingredients deal with inflammation on a different metabolic pathway. That right there. Approaching your pain from four different angles may very well be why so many Americans find such wonderful pain relief. If you have back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or even just getting older, you must order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. I think it could. Give your body what it needs to heal itself. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-500-8384. Relieffactor.com.
You might want to sleep on this before you try it.
Google's next internet-connected home device will test whether consumers trust the company enough to let it snoop on your sleep. New sleep sensing technology will be a key feature on Google's latest version of its Nest Hub, a 7-inch smart screen that can display pictures and video. And if you allow it, this device will monitor your sleeping patterns. The feature relies on a new chip that Google calls Soli. It'll use radar to detect motion, including the depth of your breathing while sleeping. Jason Walker reporting.
Tokyo Olympics will bar spectators from abroad when they open in 4 months. The decision announced Saturday after an online meeting of the International Olympic Committee, the Japanese government, Tokyo government, the International Paralympic Committee, and local organizers. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. A testy couple of days in Alaska between U.S. and Chinese diplomats. The first meeting of the pair since President Biden took office.
The chilly temperatures in Anchorage, Alaska did little to lower the heat around the table as Secretary of State Antony Blinken and top Chinese diplomats traded sharp barbs over trade, human rights, Taiwan, China's assertiveness in the South China Sea, and the coronavirus pandemic.
It's no surprise that when we raised those issues clearly and directly, we got a defensive response.
Chinese Communist Party Foreign Affairs Chief Yang Jiechi demanded the U.S. stop pushing its own version of democracy at a time when the United States has been roiled by its own domestic discontent. U.S.-China ties have been torn for years. The Biden administration hasn't said whether it's ready or willing to back away from the hardline stance. I'm Tim McGuire.
And check out more on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Did the Redding summer heat put a toll on your vehicle? Is your paint faded, peeling, or even scratched up? It'll get worse faster than you think. You may think it's way too expensive to have painted. Well, think again. You can bring it to Maaco here in Redding and get a professional paint job and save big. With their $4.99 special, Maaco also has interest-free loans for up to a year OAC. Maaco, America's Body Shop, 3045 Crossroads Drive. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco, 226-0992. Have you been involved in a minor accident and find it's not big enough to go through your insurance company? Bring it to Maaco and get it fixed at a fraction of the cost. Remember, it's your choice where you go to have your vehicle repaired. Call Maaco for uncompromised quality, quick turnaround times, and all work backed by the National Maaco Warranty. Maaco, America's Body Shop. Stop in at 3045 Crossroads Drive or call 226-0992. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco, 226-0992.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
You got a big lot going on. I think it was so interesting. You have this huge rescue package that passes all the Sunday shows. I watch them all every Sunday. Not one Biden official on to take a bow. I mean, since when are they? I mean, Ron Klain can't get himself to a television. Now all you have to do is Skype. You can't have anybody, the Secretary of State. You can't get Susan Rice. I know she's a disaster, but on interviews. But you can't get anybody to talk about it. Did anyone write it? You'd feel comfortable talking about it? So today they begin their Take a Bow tour, and the First Lady will be in New Jersey, in Burlington, New Jersey, to discuss the American Relief Plan. Fantastic. Please set your clocks. That'll be in less than an hour. Joe Biden says he's going to sit down with George Stephanopoulos. That'll be Wednesday. The key with that is not the tough questions, the tough follow-up. Because when he talks to you in generalities, we'll see if he has it together. That's a day in which I'm sure he's going to get a lot of sleep, I hope. And Joe Biden on Tuesday will be in Pennsylvania, a big trip there. And then Friday he'll be in Georgia, some battleground states. Meanwhile, Leader McCarthy is at the border because it is chaos there in El Paso. Let's get to the big three.
Now, with the stories you need to know, it's Brian's Big Three.
Number three.
The CDC is very well aware that data are accumulating, making it look more like 3 feet are okay under certain circumstances. I can assure you, within a reasonable period of time, they will be giving guidelines according to the data that they have.
Oh, my goodness. I am so tired of these circuitous answers. New study at the University of Massachusetts shows you don't have to be 6 feet. You got to be 3 feet. Got it? That changes all school shutdowns. Don't tell me you don't have room in the classes. Now that is almost normal spacing between desks. Game on. Why won't he just say that? Florida and California, we have the same situation there, have the same outcomes, totally different philosophies. One's all in school, California yet to be in school. And guess what? They opened up their gyms to 10%. Meanwhile, on the rescue package, it's fatally flawed. I think it could sink us. So does a guy named Larry Summers, who is Treasury Secretary for Barack Obama.
Number two.
Calls for Governor Cuomo's resignation continue, and new revelations about phone conversations by a Cuomo aide.
Published reports say a top advisor, the governor's vaccine czar, may have crossed ethical lines in calls and lobbying local officials for support.
Wow, Cuomo can't stay, but will he ever go? The Broadway bully sent out an ally to test loyalty. Now he's on Long Island, where he tested the loyalty, and not one politician showed up to back him. The one man that could take him down, Joe Biden. He punted. 161 lawmakers demand he resign.
Number one. What the administration has inherited is a broken system at the border.
The 11-year high for crossings without documentation of the border was in the middle of Trump's presidency.
Joe Biden inherited a huge mess on immigration.
No, he didn't. Trump's getting the blame for Biden's border bungle. Not kidding. Thousands upon thousands are streaming in illegally. We're determined we are undermanned at the border. We have no facilities at the border. America sees this, and no one believes it, that it is not a catastrophe. Joe Biden, time to buy in. And I'll tell you the truth, he's got to have bought in, because he put FEMA down there. FEMA's in charge of making tents and rooms for these kids. Evidently, in law, you got to get the kids out and about. Single, when kids arrive at the border unaccompanied as a minor, got to get them out in 72 hours. Hasn't been close. There are now 9,457 unaccompanied minors at our border. That is up 61% just from January. There's a 144% increase in minors overall at the border. This is just Texas. Now there's a 230% up in raise in adults at the border. In February, are you kidding me? How could this not be a crisis? Of course it's a crisis. When we come back, my exclusive interview with Cardinal Dolan. He's got a lot on his plate, trying to keep the Catholic Church going in a time in which collections have dropped because people don't show up, because they're told not to because of the pandemic. And I have a chance to do something and go inside the story that not many people are focusing on, and that is why Catholic schools, parochial schools, are staying open through the pandemic when they keep telling the public schools is too dangerous. So I went with the Cardinal to a public school to find out the secret to their success.
Don't go anywhere. Brian Kilmeade will be right back.
Have you seen what's happening with the stock market? Record highs every day. How long can this possibly go on for? By the way, this is exactly what happened right before the 2000.com bubbles burst. Remember that? Protect your savings in retirement by putting them into something safe like real gold and silver. I'm not talking about gold or silver stocks, but into real gold and silver you can actually hold in your hands. How do you get real gold and silver? By calling the Oxford Gold Group today at 833-600-GOLD. Now, the Oxford Gold Group will teach you everything you need to know about owning real gold and silver. It's so much easier than you think. So call the Oxford Gold Group right now at 833-600-GOLD to get your free gold and silver investment guide. The Oxford Gold Group is the only gold and silver company that I trust, and you should too. Get the Oxford Gold Investment Guide today and learn how easy it is to have real gold and silver delivered to your home, or how to have real gold and silver in your retirement account. Call the Oxford Gold Group today at 833-600-GOLD. That's 833-600-GOLD.
Texting enrolls you into recurring automated text messages. Message and data rates may apply. If you're a man over 40, listen up, because this could impact how much you're getting done during the day and at night. Here's the harsh reality. Once you hit 40, your body has less testosterone. You probably already know this and may have even tried a testosterone supplement that did nothing for you. Here's the good news. Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC, has changed the game again with Nugenix Total T, their most powerful man-boosting formula ever, because it boosts your free testosterone and your total testosterone. Nugenix Total T helps provide even more energy, performance, testosterone, and muscle-boosting ingredients for even better results. And right now, you can get a complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T. Just text POWER to 321-321. Offer is not available in stores. So text POWER to 321-321 right now. Get better results in the boardroom and the bedroom with Nugenix Total T. To get your complimentary bottle, text POWER to 321-321. That's P-O-W-E-R to 321-321.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
A Long Island, New York family helping a young boy in Honduras receive new hearing aids makes today's Dean's List. It all started when Ruby Gansey's parents discovered their daughter's hearing loss at the beginning of the pandemic. She was tested and received hearing aids last May. To help other families, Ruby's parents started a foundation called Hear with Ruby to help children with hearing loss. Recently, Lindsay, Ruby's mom, saw a post by a woman in Honduras. Iris Gomez Valle's 6-year-old son Nathan has hearing loss as a result of complications during birth. Iris looked for help and found the Gansey family website. In just a few days, they were able to raise over $2,000, and Lindsay connected Iris to Ruby's audiologist, who will make sure that Nathan gets the proper set of hearing aids. Gansey family, you made the Dean's List. Janice Dean, Fox News.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
Heavy snow fell in Washington, D.C. the night before John F. Kennedy's inauguration, but thoughts of canceling the plans were overruled. On January 20th, 1961, he stood in the bitter cold on the steps of the Capitol and before a crowd of 20,000 was sworn in as the 35th President of the United States.
The energy, the faith, the devotion which we bring to this endeavor will light our country and all who serve it. And the glow from that fire can truly light the world. And so, my fellow Americans, ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
Saving you money, I'm Hillary Barsky. Stockpiling has become something of a national pastime during the coronavirus pandemic, but that behavior could cost you financially. Many Americans are overspending and tumbling into debt, according to LendingTree. And now consumers say they're spending double the amount they did during the pandemic spring wave. Financial experts advise shoppers to take a few steps to avoid overspending or getting into a financial hole. And you can start by making a budget. And the end of the year is the best time to start the process if you haven't already begun. And before you go out shopping for items, make sure you prepare a list as you head to the store. Don't get caught up buying items because they're scarce or other people are grabbing them off the shelves. Check what you already have on hand and stick to your list. Financial experts note that building or rebuilding your emergency fund shouldn't be sacrificed for the sake of stockpiling. Saving you money, Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
A talk show that's real.
This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Hey, welcome back, everyone. On Friday, I had to miss the show for a good reason. Cardinal Dolan, he got a tope. And, you know, he and the diocese has been up and back against the wall like every religious institution and most others during the pandemic because no one's coming, showing up with collections. They're doing their masses streaming. Now it's about half full, I guess, in New York City. But one thing they had to do, make sure to do, they had to keep their schools going. While we're debating and talking to frustrated parents about why they can't get their kids back in school in these inner cities, Catholic schools said, we don't have a choice. We'll lose everything if we don't. So they did it safely. They got the parents involved. And I wanted to highlight this and how they did it and find out how they did it. So I went way uptown in New York, and Cardinal Dolan met us there. He said he hadn't been up to the school that was founded in 1925. It was a Good Shepherd school. And I wanted to find out what they did and what their approach was. So I was able to sit down and talk to him for about 20 minutes, and I wasn't able to put it on television, but I want to let you hear the whole thing on radio. So part one and part two. Here's my interview. Even if you're not Catholic, you'll love a religious leader who wants the kids to learn. How about that? Let's listen together.
We're looking at the Good Shepherd School. What a history. We see on the side of the building 1925, uh-huh. Which means it was here during the Depression,
yep.
After the Depression,
yep.
World War II, after World War II, the revitalization, the baby boom, 9/11. It has lasted, and now we have the pandemic.
Yeah, and don't forget the huge demographic shifts in this neighborhood. So when this building opened up, when this parish opened in 1925, when this school opened in 25, it was all Irish. Then it went Italian. Now it's all Hispanic, okay? And the church keeps up. the school keeps up, okay? Because we're not museums. We're not locked into place. We're always keeping up with our folks. So that's the other demographic shift. When people say to me, what makes your schools tick? What's the reason for this magic? It's that grit. It's that resilience. It's that steadfastness. We don't have any. We literally have to pinch every penny. We literally have to count on our grandmas to come up and help at recess. We literally have to count on our dads to come up and paint the classrooms. Okay, because we don't have money to burn. We don't have a blank check to spend. I think that's part of the magic of the school.
So when you feel people put in money,
heavily invested. You know it. They are heavily invested. This becomes a home. There's nothing tougher than I have to do than close a school. It's even tougher than closing a parish. Okay? Because most of the time in the parish, the people have kind of made the choice and moved elsewhere. In a school, you're always dug into the neighborhood. And to announce you got to close a school is devastating. Those kids love the place. And they got friends, they got neighborhood, they love their teachers, the priests, the parish. It is very, very difficult.
They did a study, you might not know it, and they said that Catholic schools, public schools that are around Catholic schools in the same neighborhood are more likely to stay open. Because
yes.
Catholic schools are setting the example and the bar. What does that tell you?
Well, what I'll tell you, and I'll apply that a little more broadly, Brian, it tells us the competition is good. It's what we call the magic of the marketplace. It's also been shown that in states that have tuition vouchers so that parents get help with sending their kids to the school of their choice, the public schools do better, okay? A monopoly is never good, all right? So the monopoly of a government school system where it's the only one in town, that's not going to be good, okay? When you got healthy competition, when you begin to cooperate together, that's better. All the boats rise.
Some people watching this on the outside saying, here's a cardinal who doesn't worry about money, vow of poverty or whatever. And now you're saying the marketplace is good. It has a place.
Yeah. No, the magic of the marketplace. Sure, the marketplace breeds responsibility. It breeds hard work and thrift and generosity.
Wow. And very interesting. Something about the curriculum, too.
Sure.
In a time in which in this city, they're saying no longer saying mom and dad, and they're talking about race-oriented curriculum. How does the Catholic school respond to that?
In the Catholic schools, what is normative is not political correctness. But what is normative is not the editorial page of left-wing newspapers. What is normative is what God has told us about the human person. All right. And that's what we stake our claim on. We haven't talked about that. And that, of course, is the real key to Catholic schools, is that God is a part of it. Our parents will say, I tell my kids, you go to school and you take it seriously because school is going to give you everything you need for a productive, happy life. And if they go to school and never hear of God, what am I saying to them? God isn't important. Prayer isn't important. Faith isn't important. At Catholic school, they hear about God every day. They hear about prayer every day. They hear about God's will and God's teaching every day. That, by the way, is not just religious. That's very American. That's very American. George Washington said, this experiment in democracy cannot survive unless we're based on a vibrant religious community. So Catholic schools have been part of that from the beginning.
Cardinal, you just brought up George Washington. There's almost a war on American history. How is the cat bonded to this war in American history and the taking down of statues?
No, you know, Catholics believe in the power of what we've received and the power of the given. There are certain things just given to us. There are certain things that are real. We like to be real, okay? So we don't change things that we've been given. We don't change things that are part of common sense. We find that the way we've been raised, well, there's always got to be some correction and repentance. The wisdom in which we've been raised is usually very, very good. And to tamper with that is not good, all right? We got better things to do in our classrooms than trying to keep up with the chic elite ideology of the day.
The wokeism.
Yeah, we got better things to
do. Have you ever used the word woke?
No, I don't like to wake up in the morning, but I haven't used woke.
That's right. So for George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, Abraham Lincoln,
you see their pictures as much as you see of Jesus and Mary.
But they're not perfect people.
They're not perfect, and neither am I, okay? Neither am I. And so we learn that. And that's what school teaches us, that these kids, they're saying, I'm having trouble studying, I'm having trouble behaving, I'm having trouble staying quiet in the classroom. But those are imperfections, and I got to rise above that and learn. And they do it. They look up and they see people who had flaws too. And my God, we got schools named after St. Peter. They look up at a picture of St. Peter and said, good Lord in heaven, he denied even knowing Jesus three times, and yet he's a saint. Well, we're teaching people that you rise above your flaws and your problems, and you reach that sense of perfection.
So you're telling me that these kids more than likely will not grow up to take down statues of Andrew Jackson or George Washington?
I sure hope not. You see, we Catholics are very much into a reverence for the past. Tradition is very important to us. With our Jewish neighbors, we could sing tradition, okay, because it's very, very important. And for us, what's gone before is probably one of the greatest ways that we learn to prepare ourselves what's going to be in the future. And if we erase that, boy, we have lost one of the best teachers around.
Does it worry you?
It does worry me. Sure it does. Sure it does. It's not good. This is almost another version of book burning. You know, remember, we've been through book burning, and that's never any good. And now to say that let's destroy and let's knock down things in the past, let's use them to teach, okay? This is a number of years ago. I was taking a walk in the city up at Columbus Circle. I see Christopher Columbus. I see a teacher. I don't think she was from a Catholic school. I think it was a public school with her kids around telling about Christopher Columbus. And she said, you know, two students, there's some things that Christopher Columbus did that we wish he wouldn't have, and which now we look back and say, oh, boy, that was the wrong thing to do. But in general, he did great things, and we celebrate all the good that he did while learning from the mistakes that he made. That's education. That's culture.
You say through crisis is often is opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
So is this an opportunity for parents who look around and feel very unsettled by the attack on American values, on American history, on discipline in the classroom, not staying open? Is this a window for the parochial schools?
Yeah, but you know, Brian, we don't want our success to come at the expense of others. You know, I got, you know, 70% of my kids, Catholic schools, are in, 70% of Catholic kids are in public schools. I want them to work. I want them to be good. A big chunk of the teachers in public schools, great teachers, are committed Catholics. I want those schools to work. We want to cooperate with them. I want to see them flourish. It's good. It's good for the culture. It's good for our kids, our teachers, our community. So I hope those parents, boy, are they ever welcome at our schools. And if they ever want to say, I think my kids are going to be better trained there, come on in. But I'd like them to work within their schools to say enough is enough. We don't want this to happen to our kids.
Are all these kids Catholic?
No. Mick, what's our proportion?
35% are non-Catholic.
35% are non-Catholic. So one-third of the kids are not Catholic in this school. There'd be other schools, especially in African-American neighborhoods, where 90% of the kids would. You know the old saying, Brian, we don't educate kids because they're Catholic. We educate them because we are. And that's part of our charism. So we don't ask to see baptismal certificates. We love to educate anybody.
And just a quick look at the teachers. You're noticing the teachers. You watch them teach and you walk in. What are your observations about what these teachers are asked to do normally and then now?
Well, normally, because except for this past year, I spent a lot of time in our schools. I always sense that they have a pride about them. There's an excitement. There's a joy. They know their kids. They love their kids, okay? Now that's pumped up on steroids because These teachers, you saw them. They got to bounce around because they've got the different groups. They got to always be attentive to those who are live streaming. It's like they're, they're like the shortstop in a ball game, wondering where the next hit's going to come from. What side of the field should I cover? So my admiration for them is intensified.
Right. And the teachers are asked to do more. Do they have pride in the fact that they're here? And working through this.
I think they do. You know, we have always said that our teachers, it's not a job, it's a vocation. And we've also said that our teachers are real heroes. And we've also said that our teachers are frontline workers. When we were talking about the vaccine, we said the teachers deserve it first because they're frontline workers. They are with vulnerable people every day. So our teachers are proving that. They're saying, let us back. No more than a doctor could say, I guess I can't go to work today because I'm going to get sick. A teacher can't say that either. I've got to be with my kids.
And when it comes to the teachers, too, their head's got to be on a swivel. When I was in that school, the Good Shepherd School, I'm sure teachers can relate to this, that they're on breakdown listening. They have to go look at the flat screen where there's a bunch of boxes, Zoom call, and they're able to look at there and try to keep an eye on the students at home because it's a hybrid situation. And there's only five or six, but you got to make sure they feel engaged. At the same time, look at the other kids that are looking at the other kids at home and keep it all going. So it is really much more difficult, especially to teach at home. The teachers don't like it. I just wish the unions would get out of the way and let the public schools do what the private have done and find a way to make it work for everyone because the numbers are so low, there's no excuse to stay home. More with Cardinal Dolan when we return.
To Fox News Audio and the Fox News app. Listen to hear your favorite hosts like Brian Kilmeade, Kimmy Fallon, and Guy Benson standing up for what's right live and via podcast. Just click listen, then swipe right and hear the latest news updates on your time. And scroll down to hear the latest podcasts from Fox News. And it's even easier to listen in the car with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Get programming alerts and notifications. Fox News Audio is on the Fox News app, the voices America trusts. Download it now. From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, publisher of The Federalist, and I'm inviting you to join a new conversation with the smartest thinkers out there about the country and where we're going. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast. You can subscribe now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, FoxNewsPodcast.com, or wherever you download your podcasts. This new show will feature deep dive interviews with newsmakers and some of your favorite Fox News analysts. I hope you'll join me. Subscribe to the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.
This is House Call for Health. February is behind us, but it's usually one of the most active months of the year for the flu virus. But not this year. The flu has virtually disappeared from the U.S. Low levels like this haven't been reported in decades. Health experts say the coronavirus is partially to thank. Measures like mask wearing, social distancing, and virtual school and remote working, in addition to a bigger push for people to get the flu vaccine and less people traveling. Dr. Nate Mick, head of the emergency department at the Maine Medical Center in Portland, says he's seen no documented cases this winter and also told the Associated Press that when it comes to children, many parents will tell you this year their kids have been as healthy as they've ever been because they're not swimming in the germ pool at school or daycare the same way they were in prior years. The CDC says there's only been one pediatric flu death reported this year. For more health news, go to FoxNewsHealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Hi, I'm Brian Kilmeade, co-host of Fox and Friends and host of the Brian Kilmeade Show on Fox News Radio. Join me this Monday and all week long for Fox News Primetime on Fox News Channel. Get the latest breaking news and information on top stories you want to know about, including the latest on the crisis at our southern border and getting our country back to school and work amid COVID. Fox News Primetime, live 7 p.m. Eastern on Fox News Channel. America is watching.
Connect to Fox News Audio and the Fox News app. Listen to hear your favorite hosts like Brian Kilmeade, Jimmy Failla, and Guy Benson standing up for what's right live and via podcast. Just click listen, then swipe right and hear the latest news updates on your time. And scroll down to hear the latest podcasts from Fox News. And it's even easier to listen in the car with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Get programming alerts and notifications. Fox News Audio is on the Fox News app, the voices America trusts. Download it now. This is Fox News Talk.
Headline Rewind.
1969.
We find ourselves rich in goods, but ragged in spirit. Reaching with magnificent precision for the moon, but falling into raucous discord on Earth.
I have decided to order the immediate redeployment from Vietnam of the division equivalent of approximately 25,000 men.
At the inquest, I responded as completely and as truthfully as I could to the questions that were put to me by the judge as well as the district attorney.
Tranquility Base here. The Eagle has landed. I'm going to step off the land now. It's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
This is the largest group of people ever assembled in one place.
Good morning. What we have in mind is breakfast in bed for 400,000.
News as it happens. News as it happens.
This is Fox News Talk.
Saving you money, I'm Hillary Barsky. The number of adults going back to college amid the pandemic decreased last year as many people faced hardships related to the outbreak. Before you attempt to get a degree, there are many costs you need to consider, like tuition. Before you decide to take out a loan that could take years to pay off, shop around for student loans or other options since interest rates are at historic lows. And textbooks can be costly on top of paying for a tablet or laptop and other software. Depending on the textbook publisher, subscription services now exist that cover the cost of course materials over a semester. And students with children can research the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services website under the Office of Child Care to find resources in their state. Many provide grants to students so they can afford child care while getting a degree. And work study or employer education programs can also help lower the financial burden of going back to school. And start the process by applying for scholarships, grants, and other financial aid. Saving you money, Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
No other. It's Brian Kilmeade.
So it's so hard in the middle of the pandemic when you lose your job to say, okay, I got to pay for my kid to go back to school. And they don't go back to school. They sit on a laptop at home. And then you got to quit your job if you get one back because you got to provide daycare. If they're of that age, obviously, maybe 7th and 8th and up, you don't have to deal with that. But I talked to, evidently, this number's real. 2 million moms have had to quit their job because school was not in-person learning. That's what I talked to Cardinal Dolan about, the money it costs, why make the investment in primary education, and what Catholic schools are up against. Since 1970, there was twice as many Catholic schools in this country, parochial schools in this country, in 1970 as they are today. So here's more of our conversation with Cardinal Timothy Dolan.
You talked about the money. There's money put aside in taxpayer money for kids to go to school. And if those schools are going to be closed, do you believe that those families should have an opportunity to take that money and put it to schools like yours that are open?
Definitely. This is a philosophical question that has guided our republic for centuries, that the education of children first and foremost belongs to the parent, okay? Now, the parents often cooperate with the government in providing schools. Bravo. But the people, the parents are the first educators, all right? They should have the right to decide where their money that they pay in taxes, government, you know, Ronald Reagan said there's no such thing as government money. It's our money that the government uses for the common good. And what's more common good than education? So why wouldn't the parents have the right to say, I want the money to follow the kids, and I want my kids to be a good shepherd? And couldn't that money, and a tuition tax credit does that, a tax voucher does that. We have 36 states in the union have it. We don't here in New York, nor do we have a good federal one. We do it in universities, Brian. I mean, we have the government provides scholarships and grants, Pell grants to universities. Why not do it to the schools without which kids couldn't go to universities, our grade schools?
Well, very true. Oftentimes, I don't want to get personal, but oftentimes these teachers get paid less. They have less security, right?
We work very hard to increase the pay of our teachers. We want to, okay? It's because it is very, very hard work. And they are not paid on the level of the government schools. We constantly want to get them back up there, and we're working hard to do that. But we just can't. And if we raise our teachers' salaries too much, that's a further drain on the school, meaning, we might not be able to stay open. Our teachers know that. And most of the time, they are extraordinarily reasonable and prudent. Yes, legitimately, they say, wow, injustice, can we work with you in getting more compensation? And do we ever want to do that? But they also realize, If we push too hard and if we get too strident in our demands, it's only going to hurt these kids that we love.
It's almost like you're in it together.
Yeah, we are. We are. Yeah, yeah.
Enrollment's down. Since the pandemic hit, enrollment's down in parochial schools 6.5%.
All right. The pandemic began a year ago, and our schools took a hit because parents were unable to re-enroll, about 6%. That's why we had to make a neuralgic decision to close a dozen or so of our schools. Now the good news is that since we reopened in September, our enrollment is up 5.5%, which almost compensates for that 6%. And next year looks even better. So this might be a great gift to us.
So you have public school kids transferring in?
They are. The parents are saying, we need our kids in school. And not only do they get them here as an emergency, they say, hey, we kind of like this. Can we stay? You bet you can.
Talk about ripple effect. 2 million moms had to quit their jobs because kids are remote learning, or they just are too young. They got to be the day.
Sure, sure. As people way smarter than I'll ever be have said, if you want to get back to normal, which everybody is saying, we need to get society back to normal. The best way to do that is to get our schools open, because that helps the rhythm of life, which America depends upon. That means folks can go out to work. That just means that we get back to the regimen and the flow of life that makes us the great nation that we are.
What do you say to people who are fighting to get back into churches? Are they acting irresponsibly by asking to do something that might put people's health at risk?
It depends on the way they do it. Our people will say, we know we got to be careful. And boy, just like our schools, when I go to a parish on a weekend, I can't believe how clear they are, how they sanitize everything, or all the precautions. And all they're saying is, no, we know morally we have to obey the prudent guidelines. We just don't want them to be so restrictive. If I can go bowling, if I can go to the beauty parlor, if I can go shop,
Costco,
can't I go to church? Okay, that's all they're saying. So just don't be saying the church has got to close. And thank God that's now our people are coming back. We're at half capacity, and I'd like to see it go higher, because each Sunday we have more and more people coming back, and Holy Week and Easter could be a real big, I hope.
What are they telling you about Easter?
We're waiting to see. And see, we were kind of ready. Remember, Brian, last June or July when they said, okay, let's reopen. Let's reopen the churches, and let's be at 25% capacity. So our priests were extraordinarily innovative, and they said, okay, we're going to be ready for 25% capacity. We're going to have a second site ready if too many people. So they're used to that. So when Easter comes, I think our pastors are going to say, come on back. If we're restricted to two-thirds, like, look, at the cathedral, it's easy. We're at 50% capacity. That's 1,000 people at St. Patrick's Cathedral. The smaller churches have it tough. But if they're ready for second sites, you know, we were just in the auditorium here. They have a second site here on Sunday Mass. So if the church gets at 50% capacity, the ushers are saying, hey, folks, we're filled up in here, but good news, in 5 minutes, Mass is starting in the auditorium. Come on over. So our priests will be ready for that for Holy Week and Easter.
And lastly, you seem to love this. You seem to love being around the kids.
Oh, I, you know, so the happiest years of my priesthood was when I would have been a parish priest at three parishes back home in St. Louis. Two of those three parishes, Immaculata and Little Flower, had great schools. And I was there every day. I would, and I just love being with the kids. You saw the priests here, Father Tom and Father Mike. The kids know them. They're around. I love it.
And they look at you like a rock star. What's that like?
Well, look, that's, I'm just happy I got more attention than you did.
A lot more.
All right.
Way to go, Brian. Thank you. Our message would be, we're in this together. We are in this together. We love your kids. We teachers and the church love your kids. Your kids are our kids as well. And it's one of the highest tributes that you can give us when you entrust the treasure of your life, your kids, to us to educate. And thanks for doing it.
And by rewarding them, you opened up your doors.
I said, we listened to you. And when you said, please, please, please open up, we did.
And there you go. That is up close and personal what it's like, even though you could sense it. Not only is he a person of esteem in the church, he knows business. He knows sales. He knows people. He understands kids. He understands teachers. He's got a humility about him. And there's a reason why he got where he is. I don't really know how to make your way up to the highest level in church, but part of it is knowing your stuff, and part of it is knowing people. This guy loves being around people. He doesn't judge anybody, whoever it is.
No, and you see it in, I mean, all the, you know, stuff we saw that didn't air in the package, and we got to see here. But, I mean, just going up to all the kids, talking to them, you know, challenging them, write my name, do this, you know, just really interacting with them.
Yeah, I mean, the thing is, yeah, he doesn't have a bad day. That's the one thing I've noticed about him, having had a chance to see him in all different things. But he also has a game face. Like, when you start talking about nuts and bolts, you see, like, his face, he becomes a business person. I need money to do this, because he's got to walk up and make the decision to his building and say, we're abandoning this. This church is not enough. Not enough people are going. We got to close this. It's been very tough, and especially now, you're cutting everybody's budget. Even though you're this esteemed religious character, Cardinal Dolan, you have to go up to his church and say, the money's being cut off. This is going to have to stop. This, you're no longer going to be able to provide these services. So there's a business side to the church that he seems to thrive in, or else he wouldn't have gotten that place. There's a lot of responsibility. He does say that you have to fight for the money. When they say money goes to these schools, you have to fight for it. And he did say that Senator Schumer's been really good to the Catholic schools. And I said, that's why he's on the dais at the Al Smith dinner. Right? And he said, absolutely.
Exactly.
Right. Next to me. I got a chance to talk to Chuck Schumer.
And you actually said it was enjoyable.
Yeah, it's very engaging. Like, he doesn't have small talk. It's always like, what is with you people? Why do you do this? You got it wrong. Trump's over and it's over his head. Blah, blah, blah. So, I mean, that's his whole life is this. But I do believe there's an excellent chance he's no longer majority leader shortly, but we'll see. All right, when we come back, we'll find out if there's more to know and so much more. Thanks for listening to that. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Educating, entertaining, enlightening. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
Have you ever heard of anyone crediting their success to just sitting around and doing nothing? Yeah, me neither. So why are you letting your hard-earned savings and retirement accounts just sit around and do nothing? Now is not the time to sit on the sidelines. Now is the time to make your money work as hard for you as you did for your money. Put your savings and retirement accounts into something that will work for you, like real gold and silver. No, not gold and silver stocks, but real gold and silver you can actually hold in your hand. So how do you get real gold and silver? By calling the Oxford Gold Group today, 833-600-GOLD. Now, the Oxford Gold Group will teach you everything you need to know about owning real gold and silver. It's easier than you think. Call them now, the Oxford Gold Group, 833-600-GOLD, to get your free gold and silver investment guide. And by the way, if you never decide to sell your gold or silver, the Oxford Gold Group will buy it back. And they don't charge you a penny when you sell them their material. So get the Oxford Gold Group investment guide today and learn how easy it is to have real gold and silver delivered to your home or into your retirement account. Call the Oxford Gold Group, 833-600-GOLD. That's 833-600-GOLD.
Hey, James, that order just doubled. We got to move fast here.
Indeed knows unexpected growth can stretch your business thin.
Somebody pick up that phone.
Like at Lucas Gourmet Frozen Pizza Company, to operate at scale, he needs to get started hiring right away.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do.
And the moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first sponsored job post. Terms and conditions apply.
When it comes to colorectal cancer, screening is key. We know that colorectal cancer is survivable in 90% of cases when detected early. Today, about 1 in 3 adults over 50 don't get the recommended testing. Colorectal cancer is still the second most common cause of cancer-related deaths in the U.S. Take control of your health and talk to your doctor about which screening options may be right for you. Visit standuptocancer.org/coloncancer to learn more. Furnished by Stand Up to Cancer.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
A sweet girl from Alabama who raised money to help pay for her own surgery makes today's Dean's List. 7-year-old Liz Scott had to have several surgeries to help treat 3 rare brain malformations. She knew her family would have a hard time paying for it, so she decided to help raise money by making lemonade. The online fundraiser, Lemonade for Liza, helped pave the way for her upcoming surgeries at Boston Children's Hospital. Liza's mother, Elizabeth Scott, says her daughter has always tried to lift a bit of the burden around the house. Liza has spent part of her days selling lemonade for 25 cents a cup. The stand has raised anywhere from $15,000 to $20,000. Those funds are in addition to the more than $300,000 that have poured into the family's online fundraiser. In the meantime, we will keep following Liza's story and keep everyone up to date. Janice Dean, Fox News.
I'm Ashley Dvorkin with the Fox Celebrity Profile with the masked dancers Tulip, actress, singer, and dancer, and social media influencer Mackenzie Ziegler.
I definitely think my favorite reactions are all from my friends. They are all texting me being like, wait, what? Like, I had no clue. How did you keep this from me? The only people that knew was my mom and my sister.
Ziegler says the mask proved to be a unique ad for a dance routine.
The first fitting I did, I was running into walls because I could not see. I genuinely couldn't see.
And Mackenzie says she'll take a lot from her time as Tulip.
Definitely got to step out of my comfort zone. I gained a lot more confidence because of it, and I just got to be whoever I wanted to be.
Up next, she's focusing on new music.
I've been working on music a lot in quarantine. It's been super hard because obviously I can't really go into the studio as much as I can anymore. So I've been, you know, writing at home, and it's definitely a challenge, but I'm so glad I get to work during this time, and I'm working on an EP.
Ashley Dvorkin, Fox News.
Listen, the more you'll know. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Here's the thing you need to know about man. Don't give him a reason to be looking around. Hello? Why is it so many times that women, after they get married, let themselves go? Now look, I'm not saying every woman can be the epic trophy wife of all time, like Melania Trump. Now, most women can't be trophy wives, but you maybe a participation trophy. I don't know, but all I can say is, not everybody looks like that, amen. But you don't need to look like a butch either. But you say, how can I do that? All right, if you were sitting in my office, here's the first thing I'd say to you. And boy, I hate to say that. This is why I don't do marital counseling anymore. And that is weight control.
Do you believe this? I thought this was an Impractical Jokers skit, or certainly I sent it to James Murray, from Impractical Jokers. I said, if you guys did something like this, I would say this is within your format, but it might even be over the top. This is a legitimate pastor, Pastor Stuart Allen Clark, telling women to look pretty so their husbands don't cheat on them. Meanwhile, this guy's 100 pounds overweight, right?
Well, that is the double standard. I mean, it also goes for men, I would say. I don't think he's wrong. He could have probably not said it the way he did. You should still care about how you present yourself a little bit, but men too. You don't want to marry someone who looks great and then he gets this big old beer belly and looks gross.
Right, but as a pastor, how yeah. How deep into your list of topics are you where you're like, let me do the fat woman stuff? I mean, come on.
Agreed. But I will say, none of his sermons have probably ever been talked about as much as this one.
Well, it turns out, now, what kind of punishment has he gotten now? Yeah, I guess he has a leave of absence. Is that true?
And the First General Baptist Church, they released a statement saying Clark's sermon was not consistent with the positions and values of our organization.
Right. And there are no participation trophies. Just next.
More to know. Sponsored by Oxford Gold Group. Call today to learn how you can protect your retirement and savings account. 833-600-GOLD. That's 833-600-G-O-L-D.
Well, Drew Brees, one of the finest quarterbacks of his generation, a certain Hall of Famer, has what everyone predicted was going to come true. After 20 years in the NFL, he is going to retire. 15 years with the Saints to the day he joined the Saints from the Chargers. So, how does he retire? Listen to what his kids, he's got four kids, three boys and one girl. Listen to how they announced their dad's retirement.
After 15 years in the Saints and 20 years in the NFL,
our dad is finally going to retire.
So we can spend more time with us.
That is the best retirement ever, right?
I think it's the best retirement announcement, 100%. I heard that earlier today, and it just makes you smile. It was so great. I don't know. It was perfect.
So he's big into New Orleans. After 20 years of player, he writes, 15 years of saying, it's time I retire from the game of football. Each day I poured my heart and soul into your quarterback. I exhausted myself to give everything I had to the Saints organization, my team, and the great city of New Orleans, which is true. He drafts by San Diego. He goes there. But then they draft Philip Rivers, and they said, you know, Drew Brees, you're expendable. You're good, but you're expendable. And he got hurt. And he ends up being four times the quarterback anyone thought. They thought he was too small in Texas to play in Texas. He ended up going to Purdue, being a star, and got drafted in the same draft, I think it was Michael Vick. And, man, did he outlast Michael Vick. Pretty impressive. Next, boxing great Marvelous Hagler dies at 66. This is stunning. Hagler Hearns, one of the best fights you ever see, just lasted three rounds. His wife, Kay, announced his death on Facebook. Quote, I am sorry to make this sad announcement. Today, unfortunately, my beloved husband, Marvelous Marvin Hagler, passed away unexpectedly at his home in New Hampshire. Word is that something to do with the vaccine he got in Italy. I don't see this anywhere, but I'd be very curious to see if that is in fact true. No one even knew what he was sick of. Born in Newark, New Jersey, moved over to Brockton, Massachusetts, discovered in his amateur bout by the Petronelli brothers, Goody and Pat, and then through a bunch of hard work, he becomes middleweight champ of the world, holds on to it for a long time, lose a controversial decision to Sugar Ray Leonard, had some incredible fights along the way. I got to get cause of death down.
I was going to say, whenever you say, I don't see it here, but I heard, and you just say something ridiculous. It always makes, you know, a producer's heart not skip a beat.
Eric, could you put down the board and just look it up, if you don't mind? Next, more royal talk, more drama. Get this. Guess who's paying the price now for Meghan Markle's remarks? Piers Morgan called her out. We remember that. Piers Morgan gets some blowback saying that it's making a racist for calling Meghan Markle a liar because she accused the royal family or somebody in the royal family of racism because she wanted to know how dark the baby's skin was going to be when he was actually with the royal family. We know that Piers Morgan doubted that. Sharon Osbourne defended Piers Morgan, and now the show that she's on called The Talk is on a short hiatus to figure out what to do with Sharon Osbourne. Tell me if you have a problem with Sharon Osbourne defending her buddy, Piers Morgan.
I know he has a right to say what he feels on the interview, as we have a right to say, and everybody has a right to say what they feel with freedom of speech. Did I like everything he said? Did I agree with what he said? No, because it's his opinion. It's not my opinion.
I don't get what kind of reaction is this? You suspend a whole show?
I agree with you, but she also made comments, which I read it, but I just don't have it for me to quote. But essentially, she said she felt like she was basically duped by the producer. She said never had she not been involved in producing a segment before, and they asked her 8 minutes before they were going on the air if she was okay talking about Piers Morgan. She said yes. So then they talk about it, and she says her piece, and then she looks over, and her co-host basically has a card with talking points.
She did, and she checked it. She says it, and she goes, did I say that right?
Yeah, so
that was Underwood.
So she, Sharon, it sounds like she feels like the producers set her up. So I think that's part of it.
That could be it. The other thing is she's defending Piers Morgan. I don't think Piers Morgan said anything racist.
No.
I watched the whole thing. I watched his walk off. He's going to end up, he's got like two major job offers since. Sharon Osbourne pays the price. It's almost like the host of The Bachelor. He's trying to qualify the candidate's statement, and next thing you know, he's lost his job.
100%. I will say Chris Harrison's interview, though, on GMA did not help him in any way, shape, or form.
I didn't see it.
He looked like he was being held hostage, like reading talking points about saying an apology. So if you're going to go out and apologize, be sincere. Don't make it sound like you're reading something.
Next, 150 spring breakers arrested in Miami amid chaos. A couple of cops were hurt. People are partying like there's no pandemic. 30 more people were arrested. So a lot of things going wrong in Miami. I guess kids aren't keeping their distance.
But they're getting the money from tourists because Florida's open.
I know. But I saw the mayor. We should have him on tomorrow. The mayor, who I interviewed for a feature on Fox Nation, came on. He doesn't like him. He's disagreeing with the governor a little bit on lifting up restrictions. So I want to get to see where he stands. They're both Republicans. Brian Kilmeade Show.
Texting enrolls you into recurring automated text messages. Message and data rates may apply. If you're a man over 40, listen up, because this could impact how much you're getting done during the day and at night. Here's the harsh reality. Once you hit 40, your body has less testosterone. You probably already know this and may have even tried a testosterone supplement that did nothing for you. Here's the good news. Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC, has changed the game again with Nugenix Total T, their most powerful man-boosting formula ever, because it boosts your free testosterone and your total testosterone. Nugenix Total T helps provide even more energy, performance, testosterone, and muscle-boosting ingredients for even better results. And right now, you can get a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Just text POWER to 321321. Offer is not available in stores. So text POWER to 321321 right now. Get better results in the boardroom and the bedroom with Nugenix Total T. To get your complimentary bottle, text POWER to 321321. That's P-O-W-E-R to 321321.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
When Richard Nixon resigned the presidency on August 9, 1974, Vice President Gerald Ford took the oath of office administered by Chief Justice Warren Burger in the East Room of the White House.
Our great republic is a government of laws and not of men. Here, the people rule. But there is a higher power. By whatever name, we honor him, who ordains not only righteousness but love, not only justice but mercy. As we bind up the internal wounds of Watergate, more painful and more poisonous than those of foreign wars, let us restore the golden rule to our political process, and let brotherly love purge our hearts of suspicion and of hate.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Several members of the House of Representatives are looking for a promotion this term.
Conservative Congressman Mo Brooks of Alabama will launch a bid for the Senate on Monday. In Missouri, a quartet of House Republicans are all exploring a bid for the seat held by retiring GOP Senator Roy Blunt. And at least five House Democrats are eyeing a possible Senate bid to replace retiring GOP Senator Pat Toomey in Pennsylvania. Congressman Warren Davidson of Ohio is mulling a GOP primary challenge against Ohio Governor Mike DeWine. Also in Ohio, Democrat Congressman Tim Ryan has expressed interest in running to replace retiring GOP Senator Rob Portman. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Republican Julia Letlow won a special election for the U.S. House seat her husband Luke couldn't fill because of his death from COVID-19 complications. Letlow easily defeated 11 opponents to claim Louisiana's 5th district seat representing northeast and central Louisiana. She's the first Republican woman elected to Congress from Louisiana. Meanwhile, the race for the other House seat in the 2nd district representing New Orleans area is headed to an April 24th runoff. Democrat Cedric Richmond left his position shortly after last year's election to work for President Biden. Another woman's come forward to point finger at Andrew Cuomo. This time, a current aide of the embattled Democrat says he looked down her shirt and made suggestive remarks.
Alyssa McGrath told the New York Times that Cuomo called her beautiful in Italian, referred to her and her female colleague as mingle mamas, asked why she wasn't wearing a wedding ring, and inquired about her divorce. She also says her female colleague was the same woman the governor is accused of groping and that he asked that aide not to say anything to her about it. McGrath is the first current aide to come forward and joins mounting allegations of sexual misconduct against Cuomo, which he denies and which is being investigated by the state's attorney general. I'm Julie Walker.
News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal. And now I agree. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor for Pete and Seth selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. That's correct. Each of the four ingredients deal with inflammation on a different metabolic pathway. That right there. Approaching your pain from four different angles may very well be why so many Americans find such wonderful pain relief. If you have back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or even just getting older, you must order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. I think it could. Give your body what it needs to heal itself. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-500-8384, relieffactor.com.
Ethiopia's prime minister has urged the fugitive leaders of the country's Tigray region to surrender peacefully to avoid what he called severe punishment and the misery of their people. For the latest, we turn to correspondent Karen Chamas.
Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed also urged the hundreds of thousands of ethnic Tigrayans to return to their homes within a week and resume normal lives. Many Tigrayans have fled in fear of their lives as fighting between federal government troops and forces loyal to Tigray's regional leaders erupted in November. Around 300,000 people are now crammed into the Tigray town of Shire, camping in school buildings or makeshift homes. The head of a local hospital, Dr. Bihane Tesfe, says besides the physical wounds, many Tigrayans have severe emotional scars too.
They have this psychological trauma, including me, psychological trauma, because one of our staff was killed with his family.
I'm Karen Chamas.
Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Meanwhile, the Taliban says they will return to Islamic rule after a May 1st deadline for the withdrawal of American and NATO troops from Afghanistan.
Sahel Shaheen, a member of the Taliban negotiation team, reaffirmed that the Taliban were firm in their demand for an Islamic government. Shaheen didn't elaborate on what an Islamic government would look like or whether it would mean a return to their repressive rules that denied girls education, barred women from working, and imposed harsh punishments. He did emphasize that the government of President Ghani would not fit their definition of an Islamic government. Patrick Foss reporting.
There's a new administrator for NASA, 78-year-old Bill Nelson, a former senator from Florida who flew on the space shuttle and grew up near Cape Canaveral. He was a Democratic congressman when he launched aboard the shuttle in 1986. He was elected in 2000 to the Senate. He served until 2018. Check out more on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. In response to COVID-19, NFI has scheduled online Zoom classroom sessions for CCW and CCW Renewal. These online courses will be followed up with live fire range training, which will complete your certification. Follow-on range training is done with the same great instructors you've come to know and love. Give us a call today at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
I expected to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military. I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I'd felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right? So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to maketheconnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
Seoul looks into the future of the U.S.-China relationship, but U.S. and China are right in the middle of a firestorm over in Alaska, and it's fascinating to see. I cannot wait to get into that with you. And Senator Rick Scott, obviously he's in charge of turning that Senate back to red. He lost both those Senate seats in Georgia. I shouldn't say lost it, but unable to hold it. Therefore, they're now in the majority, minority. And the senator from Florida will be talking about everything, especially what's going on with illegal immigration and how it affects everybody listening to me right now. It's a big day, so let's get to the big three.
Now, with the stories you need to know, it's Brian's Big Three.
Number three.
What studies do you have that people that have had the vaccine or have had the infection are spreading the infection? If we're not spreading the infection, isn't it just theater?
No, that's not. Here we go again with the theater.
Policy based on conjecture.
No,
you
it,
have the
it isn't based
we're
on
going
conjecture.
To get variants.
I've been waiting so long to say something like that to Anthony Fauci, but Senator Rand Paul, right on the money. The year we shut down the country and the damage, the misinformation from people we just heard from and we counted on, most let us down. Now are they getting it right? 6 feet, 3 feet, mask, no mask, wash, wear gloves. It all played out in the Senate. You just heard some of it, how we are coming out of it. More importantly, how it changed you and when you plan on getting your life back on track, or is it?
Number two.
So you know Vladimir Putin. You think he's a killer?
Mm-hmm. I do.
I'm also hearing deep concern with actions by China, including in Xinjiang, Hong Kong, Taiwan, cyber attacks on the United States, economic coercion toward our allies.
Not easy, but he did it. The Biden administration ignited explosive clashes with our two big enemies, China and Russia. And within hours of each other, I thought they were supposed to be the savvy, steady hand on the global stage. Oops.
Number one, they would be partners in dealing with the crisis on the border.
You said crisis on the border is without a
challenges on the border.
That's not that doesn't reflect any change in
nope.
administration's view of things.
Nope.
Oops. Not easy. But Jen Psaki did slip and did tell the truth. Sorry, it won't happen again. She accidentally admitted we're in a full-blown crisis at the border. The numbers, the facts, Mexico maximizing their leverage to help us. That tells the story. What do you mean by Mexico maximizing the leverage? Evidently, they're going to start cracking down on the border, on their northern border, by cracking down on their southern border, helping us on their northern border. And they're doing it by saying, hey, remember when I asked you 2 weeks ago for that vaccine and you said, sorry, I can't hear it, must have a bad connection? I kind of need it. And suddenly we're giving it to him, the AstraZeneca one, because I think there's a quid pro quo. I know you hate that term. Says, if you get us some vaccine, I'll crack down on the border. The Remain in Mexico policy, kind of liked it under Donald Trump. You should have loved it, but you blew it up. How bad are things at the border? Watch Fox. Listen to Fox. They will tell you the truth. We're not blown out of proportion. Even though the Border Patrol have been told, don't talk to anybody, we will not show you the migrant facility, and they won't call it a crisis. We know better. The administration has over 14,000 unaccompanied minor kids, kids without parents in custody, 4,500 under the age of 18 being detained at holding facilities right now up and down the 2,000-mile border. The Department of Health and Services, the Office of Refugee Resettlement, I didn't know we had a department like that. It says we have 9,652 right now. More than 500 of the young migrants have spent more than 240 hours in border facilities. There's a rule. There's a law. We can only keep them 72 hours. I don't even like – we shouldn't be keeping them at all. I love kids, but there's a way to come here. This is not the way. And then if you come here and stay here, more kids are going to come. I can figure that out. I'm not a Homeland Security Secretary. I'm not a Border Patrol agent. You can figure it out. They are pretending like they can't figure it out. The AP cited oil field workers were recently, get this, oil field workers' homes and facilities were recently converted into a location for migrant kids to be housed as more space is desperately needed. Now it's sealed for migrant teenagers to the locations. They have been jettisoned to the teens to Dallas, where they're staying in a facility that no one can get into. It's unbelievable. 3,000 migrant teens. Nobody's been tested, by the way, for the coronavirus. Four buses full of teens went to the K. Bailey Hutchinson Convention Center. The teens being housed in Dallas are all boys between the age of 15 and 17. Where do you think they're going to end up? They're going to get a ticket and told to come back. If they were going to leave, they would have left already. We had ways to get them out. We were handling this. And the one thing about the Trump administration, they showed us warts and all, and all their enemies went to town with it. But then he fixed it. And then Joe Biden blew it up. Here's Jen Psaki beginning to break under the pressure. Cut one.
That they would be partners in dealing with the crisis on the border.
You said crisis on the border is without a...
challenges on the border.
Okay. But so that's not, that doesn't reflect any change in
nope.
administration's view of things.
Nope.
So it's a crisis. Mayorkas goes, the Homeland Security Secretary, I don't really get into labels. I get into labels. Thanks. Can you tell the governor of Texas and the governor of Arizona what's going on? Just because they're Republican, they're border state governors, they would like to know details of where these people are going, where they're being tested. So this whole thing, this quid pro quo with Mexico, we know it has something to do with that. They need vaccine. We have a ton of it. We weren't giving it to them. Whether you want to debate whether we should till we're all vaccinated is enough, I think we could probably split the difference between our two neighbors. But now, all of a sudden, it sounds like a quid pro quo. See Jen Psaki try to weave her way out of this. Cut three.
This comes, of course, as the United States is talking to Mexico about this border situation.
Mm-hmm.
Were there any strings attached regarding the situation on the border with this decision to give AstraZeneca doses to Mexico?
There are several diplomatic conversations, parallel conversations, many layers of conversations with every country, Mexico, Canada, Europe, Asia, around the world, and certainly being part of contributing to preventing the spread of a global pandemic is part of one of our diplomatic objectives. Another one of our diplomatic objectives is working to address the challenges at the border. So it shouldn't be a surprise that those conversations are both ongoing and happening.
It's a quid pro quo. All right. Even other, you notice that you don't recognize those voices because they're other than Fox voices. They've been totally shut out. The media is being shut out. And if you have any pride at all, you'll say enough about keeping Joe Biden in office and making sure Barack Obama is put on the pedestal. Make sure that the House and the Hunter Biden story never gets presented. Don't, you know, sleep well at night. But at some point, you got to say, I have some pride. I'm being boxed out of the biggest story in the country as we get on the other side of the pandemic. It's either one or two. One or two. Kim Strassel, Wall Street Journal, Cut 7.
A complete blackout, and you have to ask yourself why. And obviously, it's because they know they have a problem. The only reason you would do this, the only reason, is to minimize or keep people in the dark about the extent of the problem.
No question. Please. You can leave Fox alone to do this, but can you actually report a story? This is a crisis. Don't tell me I better wear two masks to go to Walmart. At the same time, let tens of thousands of people in our country illegally without getting tests in the middle of a pandemic where finally we're getting on the other side of this thing while Mexico and South and Central America struggle with it. We shut the border in the north with Canada, but we won't shut the border in the south with Mexico. Where is the logic? If you are a media member, if you don't press on that issue, hand in your media card. Coming up next, one of the perfect, we love having him on every week, but especially now. He wrote a novel which is among the, on a bestseller list immediately. It imagines a clash between the U.S. and China. That's exactly what happened verbally, maybe a prequel to what is going to be happening soon militarily where no one wins. I get it. But there's too much at stake to dance on the edges. What happened in Alaska yesterday? What did Russia's Vladimir Putin challenge our president to yesterday? And how does Admiral James Stavridis feel about all this? He's a guy that knows the military, came up in the military there for 40 years, went to the highest rankings. Feel a lot better if he was back in government, but I'm so glad he's going to be here next. And by the way, join Dana and me tomorrow. If you're listening to WOKV especially, WDBO, you're in the vicinity, Gainesville, St. Augustine, VIP tickets with autographed copies are still available, but we're having a major event for Dana Perino's best-selling book. It's number two in the country called Everything Gonna Be Okay. I'm going to interview her on stage. I want you to be able to get out and still have a great Saturday night. So call, go to floridatheater.com and get your ticket information. I'll be out there and hope to see everybody out. When we come back, Admiral James Stavridis and Senator Rick Scott of Florida. And then we're going to take your calls, 1-866-408-7669. Man, I cannot wait to get into this with the Admiral next.
Coming to you on a need-to-know basis, because man, do you need to know. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
How Have you seen what's happening with the stock market? Record highs every day. How long can this possibly go on for? By the way, this is exactly what happened right before the 2000.com bubbles burst. Remember that? Protect your savings in retirement by putting them into something safe like real gold and silver. I'm not talking about gold or silver stocks, but into real gold and silver you can actually hold in your hands. How do you get real gold and silver? By calling the Oxford Gold Group today at 833-600-GOLD. Now, the Oxford Gold Group will teach you everything you need to know about owning real gold and silver. It's so much easier than you think. So call the Oxford Gold Group right now at 833-600-GOLD to get your free gold and silver investment guide. The Oxford Gold Group is the only gold and silver company that I trust, and you should too. Get the Oxford Gold Investment Guide today and learn how easy it is to have real gold and silver delivered to your home, or how to have real gold and silver in your retirement account. Call the Oxford Gold Group today at 833-600-GOLD. That's 833-600-GOLD.
Here's a message just for the attorneys out there. So you passed the bar, joined a firm, or even built your own. Now are you finding out that you're doing more administration than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal services and technology provider with over a decade of experience streamlining administrative tasks like timekeeping, HR, billing, client intake, and more. So you can focus on maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Call 855-4-LEXICON or visit lexiconservices.com/go to learn more.
Okay.
Indeed knows unexpected demand can stretch your business thin.
Leon speaking.
Like at Leon's Plumbing.
Sorry, quickest we can get there is next Friday.
To stay out of hot water, he needs to get started hiring right.
Clog the toilet.
Right away.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. And the moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidate data. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first sponsored job post. Terms and conditions apply.
Fox on Faith with Lauren Green.
Internationally known pastor Bishop T.D. Jakes is fighting the COVID virus with faith and facts.
It is rare that a household has not been touched in some way by the pandemic. Thankfully, help appears to be on the horizon.
The help are the vaccines that scientists say are 90% effective against the coronavirus. But there are myths and fears circulating in the African-American and faith communities that Bishop Jakes decided to take head-on. He hosted a one-hour conversation on YouTube with medical professionals, including Dr. Anthony Fauci, chief medical advisor to the president.
I didn't want to make the decision for people, but I did want to supply them with as much information as possible.
Jake says faith and science can powerfully battle the pandemic. It's personal for this megachurch pastor.
Our funeral level has doubled. I have had 13 people to die in 10 days. So regardless of what anybody says or what anybody thinks, this is about saving lives. You can't save souls if you're not willing to save lives.
For Fox on Faith, Lauren Green, Fox News.
This is House Call for Health. Allergan Eye Company, an AbbVie company, has filed a new drug application to the Food and Drug Administration. It's for an ophthalmic solution for the treatment of presbyopia. It's a common and progressive eye condition that reduces the eye's ability to focus on near objects, usually affecting adults over age 40. Approximately 128 million adults in the U.S. suffer from this condition. And a survey of 1,400 people, ages 40 to 55, found that 90% were frustrated or irritated with it. The eye drops could mean they can read without the help of glasses. The company did two trials of 750 people for 30 days, and it found the drops worked and were safe. Participants gained the ability to read three additional lines on a reading chart when compared to those who received a placebo. The FDA is expected to act on the application by the end of the year. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
This is Fox News Talk.
Headline Rewind.
1988. Jimmy Swaggart.
To my Lord and my Savior, I have sinned against you, my Lord.
I did not commit any crime.
Read my lips.
No new taxes. Poor George. He can't help it. He was born with a silver foot in his mouth.
I served with Jack Kennedy. I knew Jack Kennedy. He was a friend of mine. Senator, you're no Jack Kennedy.
There was a terrible explosion, and the whole sky lit up, and it was virtually raining fire.
We must never surrender! America will get better!
News as it happened then, news as it happens now.
This is Fox News Talk. opinions. Hear it all on the Brian Kilmeade Show.
I'm also hearing deep concern with actions by China, including in Xinjiang, Hong Kong, Taiwan, cyber attacks on the United States, economic. Each of these actions threaten the rules-based order that maintains global stability. That's why they're not merely internal matters and why we feel an obligation to raise these issues here today. I said that the United States relationship with China will be competitive where it should be, collaborative where it can be, adversarial where it must be.
Wow, Anthony Blinken, the Secretary of State, sanctions 22 or 24 officials in China for what they did in Hong Kong prior to the first face-to-face meeting in Alaska yesterday, and then had a series of diplomatic tussles that you never, ever see or hear about. Usually hear them to say, according to sources, tensions got high behind the scenes. We watched it on camera, and I have no complaints about the State Department's stance and the Biden administration's stance against China. Where they go from here is key. Admiral James Stavridis could actually write a book about U.S.-China relations now, but he wanted to challenge himself. He wrote a novel about where they could be in 2034. It's a novel on the next world war. He wrote it with Elliot Ackerman. The novel imagines a U.S.-China clash in the South China Sea, and it's already on the bestseller list. It's number 6. Admiral, congratulations. And, man, did you pick the right time to release this book?
It's unbelievable. And, you know, of course, we started writing the book like 2.5 years ago. There was no precision in this, but boy, it landed. And to have it in the midst of the diplomatic tussle that you described, which is really quite remarkable, between our Secretary of State and the Foreign Minister of China in front of media cameras. It sometimes it's better to be lucky than good, Brian.
Yeah. Okay. So let's get into it. So Blinken's counterpart, Secretary Yang, said human rights in the U.S. are at a low point, with black Americans being slaughtered. Sullivan shot back, saying Washington did not seek a conflict with China. We'll always stand up for our principles and for our people. China calls on us to stop interfering with Beijing considers its internal affairs, and the U.S. of smearing the Communist Party. China is also pushing back against what it sees as U.S. naval encroachment in the South China Sea, which Beijing considers their territory. So you heard their complaint. And by the way, our rhetoric and our politics here bleeding into international affairs is horrifying.
It really is. And, you know, we ought to get back to that old idea that domestic politics stop at the water's edge. And I will say this in that regard about the Biden administration, they're picking up on a lot of things that the Trump administration did, from the Abraham Accords to taking on Vladimir Putin to the idea that China is the looming tower of our time. And by the way, the novel 2034, a novel of the next world war, Brian, the opening scene is set in the South China Sea in a collision between a U.S. destroyer flotilla, three U.S. destroyers, who end up in a very serious confrontation with the Chinese Navy.
So we see how the back and forth goes back. And you always have to say to yourself, especially people in your position, what do you want the outcome to be? Don't make it about personalities. What do you want the outcome to be? So I want you to hear what Secretary Yang said to our guys.
China is firmly opposed to U.S. interference in China's internal affairs. We have expressed our staunch opposition to such interference, and we will take firm actions in response.
They also asked our – first we had the press leave after opening remarks, and then we brought them back. And then they asked the press to come back, so back and forth. So we know the one thing I did hear that's different, I guess Blinken says instead of trying to stop their 5G and their advancement and their Belt and Road program, we should just do it better and outrun them, outrace them, as opposed to stop them. That's somewhat of a nuance. How does that play into this?
I think we need to do both. In other words, we do need to continue the campaign, which the Trump administration started, of going around to our allies and saying, look, you do not want to sign up with Chinese 5G. That's Huawei is the name of the company. And many of our allies took that advice and have backed away. At the same time, we do have to put a better option on the table. And believe me, Silicon Valley is perfectly capable of doing that. You know, sometimes, Brian, people say to me, oh, Admiral, you're right. You know, it's a war of ideas out there. Well, not quite. It's really a marketplace of ideas. Our ideas can compete. Our ideas from technology to human rights, they can all compete. But we got to get out there and put them in the marketplace, get our allies on board. That's the way to approach China.
Absolutely. You got the Quad, and that was the meeting first with India,
yep.
Australia, South Korea, and Japan. We're so smart. I'm so hopeful that we continue on that well, on that way. And that's why you can't cut the defense budget. I understand we don't have enough money to get financing all these programs, but defense should not be cut. Real quick, a translation. Vladimir Putin, after being called a killer by Joe Biden in a leading question, and then a soulless person in an interview, listen to what he said.
I remember in my childhood when we argued in the courtyard, we used to say, it takes one to know one. As he said, we know each other personally. What would I reply to him? I would say, I wish you health. I wish you health. I say that without any irony or joke.
And then he challenged Joe Biden to an hour live international television debate. Admiral, your ball. What's going on here?
Well, first of all, this is really two guys who don't like each other. And that's part of the reality of international relations. And here the translation of Putin kind of misses the point. If you can look at it, watch the video, look at the look on his face. This guy is a killer. You know, I've met Vladimir Putin. I'll tell you who nailed Vladimir Putin. You remember when President Bush mistakenly said, hey, I looked in Vladimir Putin's eyes and I saw his soul. I can work with this guy. John McCain looked into his eyes and someone asked McCain, well, what did you see when you looked in Putin's eyes? And McCain said, I saw three letters, KGB. That's exactly who Vladimir Putin is. Now, having said all that, it's like The Godfather, the greatest book of leadership ever written by Mario Puzo. Don Corleone at one point says, don't make the mistake of hating your enemies. It clouds your judgment. So we got to just go with Putin, recognize who he is. He's a thug, a killer, pick your word. But we got to go at him and push back on him. That's the key thing.
Admiral, for a guy that's been doing this since he was 28 years old, Joe Biden's got to be smarter than that. We don't need him to act tough. Don't be caught in that question. I'll be talking to Vladimir Putin. I'll let you know where we stand. That would have been, to me, the Admiral Stavridis answer. Mm-hmm. Admiral, congratulations on U.S.-China in the South China Sea, that big novel you have, 2034. Go buy it. You will not regret it. You'll be the smartest guy at your dinner party.
Fox News Podcasts Network. It's Kennedy Saves the World.
There should be a proliferation of voices. There are a proliferation of voices within the libertarian movement. There are libertarians who have strong disagreements with each other. You know what they do? They have little symposiums and they argue about it. They don't go firebombing each other's houses. And John Brennan, I don't trust you. I don't need to hear from you, but I will take down your arguments one at a time.
Kennedy Saves the World. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com. Did you hear the news? Now you can, with instant updates from Fox News for Amazon Alexa, breaking stories and top headlines, daily coronavirus developments, the economy, and so much more. Brought to you by Fox News, America's number one cable news network. Plus, setup couldn't be easier, because everything's ready to go in the app. Just say,
Alexa, play news from Fox.
In Fox News.
It's the latest, when you need it, on demand, from Fox News and Amazon Alexa.
Hi, I'm Brian Kilmeade, co-host of Fox and Friends and host of the Brian Kilmeade Show on Fox News Radio. Join me this Monday and all week long for Fox News Primetime on Fox News Channel. Get the latest breaking news and information on top stories you want to know about, including the latest on the crisis at our southern border and getting our country back to school and work amid COVID. Fox News Primetime, live 7 p.m. Eastern on Fox News Channel. America is watching.
Connect to Fox News Audio and the Fox News app. Listen to hear your favorite hosts like Brian Kilmeade, Jimmy Fallon, and Guy Benson standing up for what's right live and via podcast. Just click listen, then swipe right and hear the latest news updates on your time. And scroll down to hear the latest podcasts from Fox News. And it's even easier to listen in the car with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Get programming alerts and notifications. Fox News Audio is on the Fox News app, the voices America trusts. Download it now. From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Stay on top of the latest news and information from Fox News. Listen and download the Fox News Hourly Update on your time. The trending stories you need anytime you want it. Listen and download now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com. From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast.
Hope is not going to live side by side with anger and fear. It can't. There's a difference between conflict and contrast. I'm all for contrast. I love it. But conflict is debilitating for us individually and collectively as a country. And my hope is we require those who want to influence and persuade us to understand the difference between conflict and contrast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com. The Fox News Rundown is a weekday morning podcast that dives deep into the major and controversial stories of the day, hosted by the anchors of Fox News Radio. Subscribe now to hear a perspective of news you won't find anywhere else. Listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com. Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
Alan Lomax, who died in 2002, was an American folklorist and musicologist. Lomax was involved in the archive of folk songs at the Library of Congress and a pioneering oral historian who recorded the early story of American folk artists.
Since I was 17, that was pretty close to 18 straight years. I've been in every back alley and every little town, and it got so I wasn't feeling fresh about America. It was coming out of my ears, and I wasn't enjoying it anymore. So it seemed to me that the big problem that time was to make the world feel like a world of various people speaking various languages, all about the same big human problem.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
A postal service worker in Chicago who saved an elderly woman makes today's Dean's List. Shonda Lemon, who has worked as a mail carrier with the USPS for 8 years, says she often says hello and has conversations with 89-year-old Helen Awonski, a customer she's delivered mail to for the last 4 years. Shonda says she had a feeling something was wrong after she noticed that Helen had not picked up her mail for 3 straight days. She knew Helen lived alone and didn't have children and hadn't traveled in years. So Shonda decided to call the police to do a wellness check. Police came to the woman's home within 5 minutes and found Helen on the ground. She had fallen and had been lying on the floor for several days, but she was alive. Helen was brought to the hospital and is recovering, getting stronger every day. Her family is grateful for Shonda. Shonda says she's just doing what she does on a daily basis. Shonda Lemon, you are an angel here on earth, and you made the Dean's List. Janice Dean, Fox News.
Is 3 hours in radio. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
You're telling everybody to wear a mask, whether they've had an infection or a vaccine. What I'm saying is they have immunity, and everybody agrees they have immunity. What studies do you have that people that have had the vaccine or have had the infection are spreading the infection? If we're not spreading the infection, isn't it just theater?
No, it's not.
You had the vaccine and you're wearing 2 masks. Isn't that theater?
No, that's not. Here we go again with the theater. Let's get down to the facts. When you talk about reinfection and you don't keep in the concept of variants, that's an entirely different ball game. That's a good reason for a mask.
So does that mean we never take it off? I love that Rand Paul engaged Senator Fauci. They act like he knows everything when he's winging it. And so many times he contradicted himself, and we know this because the actions and his axioms change from month to month. We've lived this throughout the year. I have had it. Senator Rand Paul obviously feels the same way. Senator Rick Scott joins us, Florida's own former governor. Senator, welcome back. Where do you stand on this?
Well, you know, Fauci has just, I mean, he's been inconsistent. I mean, it's so frustrating. Why can't they put out consistent information, tell us how they came to those conclusions? That's what's frustrating about this. People, you know, people ask me all the time, and I say, well, you know, if you listen to Dr. Fauci, sometimes, remember, he said, don't wear a mask. I mean, here's a guy that, last March or April, whatever it was, he said, don't even wear a mask. So, but it's frustrating because tell us the information, be consistent, or if you're going to change, tell us why. And give us your rationale for it. So I'm glad Rand Paul, pushes back and stands up. All he's saying is, okay, if you disagree with me, give me some good information. And he never does. He just says, no, this is the fact.
Senator, there's nothing wrong with the term, I don't know. Right? I mean, where would you have gotten in business if you acted like you knew everything every single day of your life? How would you got along in the military? You have to learn as you get up, and I hear great leaders in the military still ask questions of people underneath them. Well, you have Anthony Fauci. Do you know why we went from 6 feet to 3 feet, in my humble opinion? In my opinion, Fauci was asked on national television about a Massachusetts study that says 6 feet and 3 feet is no different. And he goes, yeah, I saw that. I guess you can. You guess we can? That affects every schoolhouse in the country. That means we can get out of the gyms and we go back to the classroom, or we can go to school for the first time. And now it's not even official. Later this weekend, CDC will change its rules. So much is riding on what they say and affects our lives, Senator. You don't feel it as much because you're in a free state called Florida.
Well, it's frustrating, but, all across the country, why don't we have – this thing's been going on for over a year. Why don't we have better information? I mean, it's just – what I've been saying all along is whatever we know, put it out so we can all make informed decisions. I mean, what's frustrating to me is why can't they say, we did a study, this is what happened. Or no, we don't know yet, but this is our best advice. No, but they act like, no, they know. They're perfect, and they're not.
So this to a $1.9 trillion passed, and all these states are getting money. The higher unemployment, the more money you get. This is your worst nightmare. Because you were priding yourself as governor, being fiscally responsible, and leaving your state with a surplus, and maybe attracting other businesses here, and the high taxes, the high pensions, the give it to the unions, that's what was forcing people from New York. Now they're getting billions. California raising taxes, open arms to illegal immigrants. We're not going to open it. We're not going to stop our control of borders at all. They're getting big checks. How does that make you feel?
It infuriates me. I'm at the border now. I got a briefing yesterday. I came down to Tucson. I got a briefing yesterday for the Air and Marine Services. I'm going with Governor Ducey today to go. We're going to go to the border to get better information. But doesn't this make you mad? I mean, why in the world would Joe Biden just open our borders? That's what he's done. He's opened our borders. He says, we're going to have amnesty, so everybody come here. We had 100,000 people apprehended. Think of how many people we didn't find that have come. And we've got now 14,000 children in custody because Joe Biden's policies put these people in a position of believing that, anybody can come here. I'm from an immigration state. We like immigration, legal immigration. I mean, this is not that hard. Joe Biden needs to get down here and see the crisis he's created and talk to Border Patrol. I talked to two members that, they're on the line last night. I talked to them, and, I mean, they're frustrated. They want to do their jobs, and they're being hamstrung by Joe Biden's policies. I've talked to people that provide ICE facilities. They're just being told, we're shutting them all down. I mean, what are we doing? We didn't vote for this, by the way. This was not what Joe Biden ran on. If you talk to people, Americans want a secure border. All right, they want respect for people, but you need to come here legal. Think about all the millions of people who come here legal, and they say, anybody else, you can just come here legally. We're going to give you amnesty. There should be zero tolerance for illegal immigration.
Here's Alejandro Mayorkas, who will not admit this is a crisis. By the way, we know it's a crisis. Griff Jenkins is down there. You're down there. He took a ride with Senator Rob Portman, I know you respect, of Ohio. We have drones showing people coming in. And these are the people that are turning themselves in, ladies and gentlemen, not the ones who are trying to sneak in. He's getting some questions. Cut four.
There appears to be a more lenient standard for foreign nationals crossing our border illegally than for American citizens. Can you assure the American people that no one who has been apprehended is released into our communities with that still test positive for COVID-19?
Congressman, let me be clear. There were times earlier when individuals were apprehended and we sought to expel them, and we were unable to expel them, and we were compelled to release them, and we did not have the opportunity to test them. We have addressed that situation.
No, you haven't. They're still untested because you wouldn't even show us the inside. Do you believe that, Senator?
Oh, yeah.
That is Congressman Clyde.
They wouldn't let me go in these places. They're not letting the media in and see what's going on. By the way, if you listen to Border Patrol, what they're telling you is the cartels will flood the area with children, unaccompanied minors. So the Border Patrol, you have to spend all their time doing that. And then they'll send all the people that are coming here intentionally, illegally, from all over the world, right? There's reports of terrorists coming in. And Joe Biden is just sitting in the White House like, oh, gosh, nothing's happening. Get his rear down here and tell the American public what he's going to do to solve the problem he created. Secure the darn border.
So we have a situation where they won't admit there's a problem, but there's a huge problem where they're calling states like yours, Neanderthal states that don't have a max mandate, that make people make their own decisions, and maybe like Connecticut, because they have released all their restrictions, it seems, like Nebraska. But at the same time, without telling the governor of Texas what's going on at the border, they're taking over facilities and expanding footprints. What's going on with the Democratic president refusing to talk to Republican governors?
Oh, yeah. They wouldn't. When Obama was there, when I was governor of Florida, he wouldn't tell us anything he was doing. Remember they were releasing Syrian immigrants into my state and not telling us? They wouldn't tell us where. They wouldn't tell us. They wouldn't tell us what history they had. They wouldn't tell us anything. They told me I did not have a right to know what was happening in my state.
Senator, this is
wrong.
And that's why you have said governor's calling, and the governor you're going to be with today, Ducey, a Republican too, he's not getting communication. You see the wall half done. These workers literally dropped their hammers and were immediately unemployed. About 5,000 were building the wall that we paid for. The money is sitting in our account, and this is a personal political move by the guy that's supposed to be above it all, 78-year-old Joe Biden.
How can that be legal? If Congress appropriates the money, all right, you have to follow the law, all right? What I told people when I became governor of Florida, whether I like the laws or not, we're enforcing all the laws. The legislature will change them if you want them changed. The president has to enforce the laws. We've asked a bunch of Republican senators. We've asked GAO to tell us, is the Biden administration complying with the laws or not? I asked Mayorkas. I said, when I interviewed him before the vote, I said, are you going to enforce the law? He said he would absolutely enforce the law. I cannot believe they're enforcing the law.
Senator Rick Scott, a couple other things real quick I want to go over. This is Senator Dick Durbin on getting rid of the filibuster, which would allow anything that passes the House to get right through the Senate. Listen.
Today's filibuster has turned the world's most deliberative body into one of the world's most ineffectual bodies. It's not the guarantor of democracy. It has become the death grip of democracy.
So because they don't want to try to get 60 votes, they did beg Trump not to get rid of it, and now what?
Brian, they're hypocrites. When Trump got elected and Republicans had a majority in the Senate, the Democrats all said, oh, no, don't get rid of the filibuster. Now that we have a Democrat president, it's a 50-50 Senate, and Harris can break the tie. Oh, we got to get rid of the filibuster. So, I mean, these guys are absolute hypocrites. I mean, they just want power.
But how can you stop it?
Everything they're doing is about power.
They talk about reforming the filibuster and having different categories, for example, civil rights and voting, that would change, need a simple majority. So what could you do to stop this?
Well, Mitch McConnell was clear on the floor. I mean, look, they want to do this, all right? I mean, then nothing will happen in the Senate. First off, they need us to show up to have a quorum, right? They you know, everything in the Senate.
So you will not show up? You just won't show up to the Senate?
They need us there if they want to get something done. Then also on top of that, everything in the Senate is done by unanimous consent. So we can slow everything down. That's not what Republicans want to do. We didn't do this. We didn't do this to them. The reason you have the filibuster is to make sure the minority party has an influence on the final legislation. They have been very clear. They have no interest in talking to Republicans. Remember when the 10 Republicans went over to meet with Biden? Zero
yep.
interest in talking to us about that the so-called stimulus bill, which has nothing to do with the COVID. Has nothing, less than 9% to do with COVID, less than 1% to do with vaccines. So they just want power and have a radical agenda, and they're going to try to completely change this country, and it's not what the American public agreed on. We have a 50-50 Senate. We don't have a 70-30 or 80-20 Senate that's Democrat. We need to all vote for open borders.
Believe me, Donald Trump was begging you guys to get rid of the filibuster, and Mitch McConnell said no. And lastly, I hope they do something about this, because I wouldn't mind stuff getting done and having some compromise, legitimate compromise. That would help bring this country's temperature down in a way they don't even understand. Real quick, I want you to hear a whistleblower with the nursing homes with Governor Cuomo, who somehow is still holding on to his job. He came out and talked about how he put up his hand and said, we cannot put infecting patients back in these nursing homes. Listen.
I said that's ridiculous. We can't be doing this.
You vocalized that.
I did vocalize it. We weren't allowed. We were told, please don't send us your sick patients. There were multiple hospitals that were threatening.
That were saying, don't bother sending us your patients.
Right. Many, many facilities vocalized it. They were petrified, but they were more petrified of the Department of Health. Once it was shot down, I never spoke again.
5,000 they said died, it was 10,000 they admitted to, and they found out it was over 15,000 because of that decision to put infected patients back. That's what people like Janice Dean, Senator Scott, are saying that Governor Cuomo should be held accountable for. I know you don't like him personally, but you know the job as governor. You have to make tough, quick decisions in tough situations. Do you think that's an impeachable offense?
It's wrong. I mean, I don't know what the Constitution of New York says, but gosh, I mean, shouldn't he at least apologize? I mean, shouldn't he go on television and said, boy, we screwed up. We just didn't have good information. We made big mistakes. But he won't tell because they forced it on it. They forced it on these nursing homes. You can't be perfect, but he will not acknowledge that people died because of his stupid decision.
Same with Governor Wolf, same with the governor of Michigan, and same with Governor Murphy.
Wolf did it. And why aren't they? Why is anybody talking about what they did?
I hope they will, because those people, I mean, look, we're still trying to find out of the pandemic. That's how we started this segment. We were getting some bad advice. But when you cover up and lie and diminish people that question you, and then when it turns out the people that questioned you were 100% right and you were lying, I don't think you should be governor anymore.
He's a bully. He's an absolute bully.
Right.
I got elected at the same time he did. He's been a bully the whole time.
Did he try to do that with you?
He never talked to me. I mean, he was going to go up there and try to recruit companies to come down to Florida. Right. So he would attack me in the press whenever I went up there to do that. But I said, look, why are you guys here for in New York? He's raising your taxes. You can't open a business. You can't expand here. Your employees don't do well here. Come to Florida. We love business. We have lower taxes, less regulation, better roads. You know, we have number one higher education system, better K-12 schools. What are you doing? And so what happened is people start coming, and now they're continuing to come.
I only have 20 seconds. Senator Nelson heading up, former Senator Nelson, you took his seat. Do you think he should head up NASA? The good choice?
I've got a lot of questions for him.
Okay. Because we're depending on NASA to go to the moon and Mars. All right. Thanks so much, Senator Rick Scott.
See ya.
All right. Back in a moment.
Newsmakers and newsbreakers. Hear it first, only on the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Have you ever heard of anyone crediting their success to just sitting around and doing nothing? Yeah, me neither. So why are you letting your hard-earned savings and retirement accounts just sit around and do nothing? Now is not the time to sit on the sidelines. Now is the time to make your money work as hard for you as you did for your money. Put your savings and retirement accounts into something that will work for you, like real gold and silver. No, not gold and silver stocks, but real gold and silver you can actually hold in your hand. So how do you get real gold and silver? By calling the Oxford Gold Group today, 833-600-GOLD. Now, the Oxford Gold Group will teach you everything you need to know about owning real gold and silver. It's easier than you think. Call them now, the Oxford Gold Group, 833-600-GOLD, to get your free gold and silver investment guide. And by the way, if you never decide to sell your gold or silver, the Oxford Gold Group will buy it back. And they don't charge you a penny when you sell them their material. So get the Oxford Gold Group investment guide today and learn how easy it is to have real gold and silver delivered to your home or into your retirement account. Call the Oxford Gold Group, 833-600-GOLD. That's 833-600-GOLD.
Texting enrolls you into recurring automated text messages. Message and data rates may apply. If you're a man over 40, listen up, because this could impact how much you're getting done during the day and at night. Here's the harsh reality. Once you hit 40, your body has less testosterone. You probably already know this and may have even tried a testosterone supplement that did nothing for you. Here's the good news. Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC, has changed the game again with Nugenix Total T, their most powerful man-boosting formula ever, because it boosts your free testosterone and your total testosterone. Nugenix Total T helps provide even more energy, performance, testosterone, and muscle-boosting ingredients for even better results. And right now, you can get a complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T. Just text POWER to 321-321. Offer is not available in stores. So text POWER to 321-321 right now. Get better results in the boardroom and the bedroom with Nugenix Total T. To get your complimentary bottle, text POWER to 321-321. That's POWER to 321-321.
Fox Nation presents podcasts, Women of the Bible Speak.
I'm Shannon Bream, host of Fox News at Night and author of the new book, Women of the Bible Speak, The Wisdom of 16 Women and Their Lessons for Today, where I examine the timeless stories of women in the Bible. Join me and some of my friends for this limited podcast series as we discuss what it means to be a woman of faith. The first episode is available March 22nd. Subscribe now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, FoxNewsPodcast.com, or wherever you download your podcasts.
Connect to Fox News Audio and the Fox News app. Listen to hear your favorite hosts like Brian Kilmeade, Jimmy Fallon, and Guy Benson standing up for what's right, live and via podcast. Just click listen, then swipe right and hear the latest news updates on your time. And scroll down to hear the latest podcasts from Fox News. And it's even easier to listen in the car with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Get programming alerts and notifications. Fox News Audio is on the Fox News app, the voices America trusts. Download it now.
Hey, it's Brett Larson, inviting you to download and listen to the new daily Fox on Tech podcast. There's part of a colorful late 90s iMac on Mars. It's an idea that seems a lot like Kickstarter called Build It. This isn't the first time we've heard about North Korea hackers trying to get a leg up on COVID-19, a range that was used for satellite TV service in the 70s. Get the latest trends in technology, cybersecurity alerts, and gadget news daily. Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Connect to Fox News Audio and the Fox News app. Listen to hear your favorite hosts like Brian Kilmeade, Jimmy Fallon, and Guy Benson standing up for what's right, live and via podcast. Just click listen, then swipe right and hear the latest news updates on your time. And scroll down to hear the latest podcasts from Fox News. And it's even easier to listen in the car with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Get programming alerts and notifications. Fox News Audio is on the Fox News app, the voices America trusts. Download it now. Show that's getting you talking. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
Now, when President Harris and I took a virtual tour of a vaccination center in Arizona not long ago, one of the nurses on that tour, injecting people, giving vaccinations, said that Each shot was like administering a dose of hope.
Wow, what a moving story that started horrendously. President Harris, that's the fear that everybody has, by the way. The only thing more fearful for those who want to see a healthy America is Joe Biden saying, good night, everybody, and we have President Harris. There was a reason why she couldn't even get to a primary. She couldn't run a campaign. She did not know the issues, and she was flip-flopping on everything in her background, in her past. She used to be tough on crime. Then she got weak on crime. Then she wanted an open border. Then she wanted to get rid of private health care. She did not know anything, and she couldn't even set up a staff. And he's done this twice. In fact, do we have other examples of Joe Biden, even though Politico says he hasn't had any gaffes, of making some?
I want to thank the former general. I keep calling him general, but the guy who runs that outfit over there. The vast majority of economists, left, right, and center, from Wall Street to the private economic polling initiatives. Now, am I supposed to speak, or is Swathi going to say something?
And they said he has no gaffes. Meanwhile, make sure to join me, WOKV listeners, WDBO listeners in Jacksonville. Dana Perino's book, I'm going to interview her on stage. Go to floridatheater.com, get some tickets. Can you imagine a live event with a live audience? 700 plus.
What am I doing here?
Paid for by Protect My Car. Restrictions may apply. Plans and costs for coverage may vary. Call for details.
Yo, where's your car?
Man, my engine blew, and I can't afford to get it fixed, so no car for me.
Oh, man. That's why I got me an extended service plan. That way, that blown engine would have cost you nothing to repair.
Hold up. You're saying if I had gotten that plan before my engine blew, I could have got it fixed and paid nothing?
You got that right. Drivers covered by Protect My Car will not have to pay for any covered repair bill ever again.
Man, I really should have called and got my car covered before this huge repair bill hit.
If you own a car, truck or SUV made from 1999 or higher, call 800-781-9865 right now to see if your car qualifies. All repairs for your engine, transmission, and much more can become a thing of the past. Just call 800-781-9865 and get your car protected before your next repair bill hits. Call 800-781-9865. Call now to find out how you pay nothing for auto repairs. Call 800-781-9865. That's 800-781-9865.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
Joe DiMaggio was named the greatest living player in a 1969 poll of sports writers. He took the great American pastime of baseball to new heights during his career and defined the term sports hero in the 40s and 50s. Jolton Joe was known for the power of his batting. After World War II, he became a national hero, and even people who didn't like the New York Yankees liked Joe. He announced his retirement in 1952.
I said last spring, I thought this would be my last year. I wish I could have had a better year, but even if I had hit 350, this would have been my last year for me anyway. You all know I've had my share of injuries and setbacks during my career. In recent years, these have been too frequent to laugh for. When baseball is no longer fun, it's no longer a game. And so, I played my last game of ball.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.